Views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. It's a deep burn. So deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is
Quinn.
And my right one,
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called, jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are here until 2 o'clock in the bowels of Gillette Stadium. A little chilly, but not too bad here in Foxborough
64.
Today. 64. I guess the weather forecast for Sunday is chilly, but nice.
Yeah, not real cold.
No.
Like, it's a weird day where the high is going to be like 34 and the low is 30. It's
right.
Going to be right.
Right. So bundle up, but it won't be bad. I don't think the wind will be a factor, so it'll be a nice day to play football, certainly. On Sunday. Paul's here. Andy's here. I'm here. Kevin's in the booth. We also have Kat from Chicago who has come down. And by the way, she was showing me the pictures of the house that she's renovating in Chicago. Unbelievable.
It's done. She claims it's done anyway.
I'm a sucker for...
Oh, wait.
Now we're not done. They're just living in it.
You had a bad source.
I'm
not
a sucker
done.
For secret doors. They have one of those bookcases that open up that in the man cave. It's unbelievable.
Is it like a panic room?
I love it.
No wonder it's not done. It has secret doors and panic rooms.
So Kat's here. Later on, or before we do picks, certainly, B-Lo will be here to say his goodbyes.
Oh, jeez.
If people haven't heard.
Special 3-hour show today.
This is his last week.
Has anyone not heard? Because yesterday, he was upstairs literally going cube to cube through, like, the IT department, the catering department.
Well, that's what happens when you're the mayor, and you know absolutely everybody.
I think some people he actually had to introduce himself to and then tell him.
No, that would be you. When you and I leave, you know, when they close the lights in this place and we actually have to leave, that's when we'll go around saying, I'm sorry, I don't think we've ever met. I started 24 years ago.
He did actually talk to a couple people that I think, that guy doesn't talk to anybody.
Right. And then, of course, we'll do our picks later on in the show. So... Big show coming up. Big show.
You going to make it?
You
have a little of your caramel corn. Is
you guys
sitting.
Were late. What's going on?
Brian Morey.
I was writing first down.
Oh.
Nothing really.
No.
We weren't really late.
I was ordering a Coast Guard Lego boat.
Oh. All right.
For yourself. Just finally dropped. It was $99, and then, boom, Amazon, it was $64. I had to strike while it was a good deal.
I see.
No, not for myself. Carol Hardy's the only employee you have that actually does Legos herself.
Right.
Mine are for my kids.
That's a lie. I do them.
All right.
You would not have them if you didn't have kids. Carol Hardy.
I am still mad at my father for throwing away our Legos.
Oh.
Still.
Yeah.
Did you know Lego employees of the stores at like the malls? they get these super limited employee-only sets as their Christmas gift every
year.
That's nice. Yeah, I heard a woman talking about it when I was at the store the other day. And she said she has all hers. They're really cool. She thinks it's a really nice gift. And then you see others where people get them, and they're, boom, right on eBay or right. Craigslist the next day.
That's their bonus.
Trying to cash in.
That's their bonus. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. 855-PATS-500 is the toll-free number. So,
big news.
Okay, what's your big news?
Oh, I don't really have any big.
The news Austin Collie's back.
All the ladies are very excited because the hottie Austin Collie is back.
Big news, yeah, but is it concerning news? Because why is he back?
Well, it's obvious. The rookies are hurt.
Right. So that's not good.
But it's no different than what we knew. We had one that's been out of practice and out of game, and the other who missed the second half.
But the outlook may be a little bit more bleak,
and
that's why they're bringing him back.
Now, my guess is he'll be back for a week or two.
Right.
You think that's it?
Yeah, just like the tight end they brought in for the Who-Man.
Unless they know
DJ Williams.
Again, unless they know something about Dennard's injury, that it's going to be a few weeks before he gets back, and we need, you know, the extra body, you know?
What are you talking about? Why would they sign a wide
receiver? Not Dennard. I mean Dobson.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They think he's – well, he didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah.
So my guess is that he's probably trending toward not playing again in this game. So they bring in a receiver with Tompkins banged up. You bring in a receiver in case Tompkins can't make it through this game. But unless these injuries are
– I can't.
It's not September. They're not your first and second options anymore. They're options five and six.
I understand. But, you know, it's –
Again, remember that fight that we could have had yesterday that I tabled when he told me about, you know, oh, you got the four guys and, you know, all these guys, but somehow we didn't have any depth last year. I mean,
right.
Now we're all set now.
Now we had some depth, and now the depth is starting to thin out.
Well, last year
bit.
You had more than you have this year, but you're okay with it this year because, I guess, I don't know, 9-3.
But actually, some big news. Pro Bowl voting. You see the update on that? Aqib Talib and Stephen Gostkowski are your leaders for potential Pro Bowl.
That's
starters.
Exactly what I was writing in First Down as, you know, we walked in 2 minutes late.
No Rob Gronkowski, although he could make a late push, I think.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? How many are going to be?
I got no freaking idea.
Yeah, because they list, you know, there is a change to that. We should probably talk about that a little bit. There's a change to the format, just to remind our listeners. They're going to not, it's not going to go by conference. They're just going to have players that are voted in by the fans, the coaches, and the players, like always. And then Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders are the honorary captains. They're going to pick the teams.
I just can't get enough Deion Sanders. I mean, I love it.
So it doesn't matter. They could be all NFC players, all AFC players. Doesn't matter your conference affiliation. But the way they had it listed, they had the top 10 vote getters, and no Patriots were among the top 10. But then they listed almost like a depth chart, a two deep at every position, offense, defense, and Talib was the CB2 behind Richard Sherman, and Gostkowski was the first kicker ahead of Steven
Hauschka. So it's almost like they're creating their all-pro team. It's more like an all-pro
team. But here's my question.
It's going to be drafted.
But my question is, how do you have a game? That's not enough players to have a game.
No, they're drafting. There'll be more players than that. That's just the leaders.
Right. Well,
they're
going to
have
but that's what I'm asking.
Eight corners or whatever.
That's my question.
And Deion
how many
one,
are making
Chris
it?
Collinsworth picks one, and they go. It's the same as it's always been. The rosters are the same.
Rosters
they're
are
just
the same. That was my question.
Him.
Okay.
The difference is, instead of having Vince Young, because he's the eighth best quarterback in the AFC, you could have all NFC quarterbacks, because you think they're all better.
Right.
Like this week, in the update, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Russell Wilson are the top three quarterbacks. So, who knows who's next on that list, but Brady might not be in it. Who knows how it all folds out? Because there's no, doesn't matter.
Right.
If there's six quarterbacks that are better
the
than the NFC.
Players.
Right.
It's right. So again, it's getting to be more like an all pro list.
Sort of, but it's still going to be watered down because A, it's fan voted.
Right.
And B, there's going to be a lot of them. It's not just a.
No, I know, but like the first guy drafted is your all pro. You know what I mean? Like you clearly have a guy
that's Jerry Rice's all pro.
Yeah.
Or Deion Sanders is all pro.
Right, but
Chris Collinsworth's not in? I thought he was.
I thought those were the two honorary captains, according to the stuff I've been reading.
I read today that
although I did read one that said Barry Sanders instead of Deion. I knew it meant Deion.
Deion Sanders started this charter school, and he's been fired twice from it already.
Yeah. He's a shady, shady dude.
I really think so.
As shady as they come.
You know what the problem with him is? He wants to be too involved. He
right.
still thinks he's like a player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
And he's hustling.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just focusing on something and doing it really well.
I won't be surprised if he goes to jail.
He still wants to have his hand in everything.
Right. I will not be surprised if he ever goes to jail for, like, and I mean like white collar crime.
Fraud.
No, I agree.
He's got
I agree with Andy.
Weird business deal that, you know, something.
I will not raise an eyebrow if some kind of bad business deal or slush fund or he's caught some kind of hedge fund that goes
he's shady.
Bad.
And it is too much. I think NFL uses them too much.
White collar crime.
Well, and it's way too many, too many interests, too many different levels with the pre-draft and the prime you and these. Just get rid of him. Plus, he's not that good, by the way.
I do like to listen to how he talks when he does like the his little highlight thing and stuff like that. I find him entertaining, but he offers nothing.
Yeah,
right.
As an analyst, he offers you next to nothing.
Right, and that's I was joking the other day with you guys. Like the new thing now, whether it's ESPN or NFL Network, is to show behind the scenes clips of them, you know, sitting at tables with their sleeves rolled up and notes everywhere, and you know, whiteboards and all this stuff, and they're doing all this prep work. Well, it doesn't translate to on the screen.
Right.
What are they doing? Because
and Tom Jackson comes out and goes, the big matchup is Sebastian Vollmer.
Right.
He's been on IR for 3 weeks,
right.
Tom.
There's nothing that they're saying in terms of insight, rarely. Sometimes they do, but rarely, that Bilo wouldn't tell you on Patriots Today. And that's not a shot at Bilo.
It felt like one.
No, it isn't. It's
you
know.
If you look at it complimentary to Bilo.
Okay.
He's doing what these famous analysts are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do.
Bilo could
Bilo's doing it
and,
too.
And tell you as much as they tell you.
Plus, now, what does he care? He's in the PR field now.
It was a little bit of a shot. Oh, he was just making fun
of those guys. It's a shot at them for not having the type of insight that you would think a former NFL player with all these connections would have.
Yeah, the only thing that Dion does once in a while and I don't think he could be bothered with it because of what Andy talked about. He's got his hands in so many different things. I don't think he takes the time. When he breaks down particular plays in terms of passes, you know, when he's talking about coverage and whatnot, he can be insightful. He just doesn't do it nearly often enough. You know, he'll talk about what a cornerback did wrong on a certain coverage, and I do find myself learning a lot listening to him. It just doesn't happen. Like Chris Collinsworth can talk about the whole game and tell me things as they happen. I find it always really interesting how fast he'll tell you exactly what happened on a play.
Right.
Not that he needed a replay. Not that he needed someone to tell him in his ear. You can see he recognizes how plays develop right away, live.
Yep.
You know, those other guys, most of those other guys don't do that.
No. All right. Alfonso Dennard is in court today. I guess we'll hear something about that about 1:30. I mean, is there a chance that he could miss some games this year because of this?
Well, there's a chance he goes to jail.
I mean, he's asking for a continuance.
But at any point in this process, he could go to jail.
Yeah. Something to worry about.
I doubt it's going to happen, but I guess there's a chance.
At this point, it's been put off so many times, I can't imagine that the powers that be at the court are thinking this is serious enough that he could go to jail. You know,
hopefully he doesn't slap his attorney's ass or anything.
Yeah.
So that's happening today. We mentioned Austin Colley back on the roster. What else? Anything else? We've got some emails, and I won't wait to read them because they all have the same subject. Armin Armstead. Do we know anything going on with him?
He's gone, right? It's done.
Yeah, that's over at this point.
Oh, is he on IR?
Dead and he's on.
Well, you
had NFI
to. He had to have come back before now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's done.
Yeah, right. Dead in the water. Look for next year.
Okay, so there's no reason to even talk about him.
Nope.
He is done for this year.
Gone and forgotten.
But we don't know why. Infection. We don't know what the illness was.
It was an infection.
But from what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So
could have been from sex, could have been from playing on the field, could have been from anything.
So he's done. There were no press conferences today.
Nope. Right?
So nothing to talk about there.
So no Bill Belichick comedy hour this morning.
Locker room access is not until 1:30, I think.
I believe that's correct.
1:30. Eric will be by with a practice report at some point. Brandon Spikes, curiously, was out of practice yesterday, but not injury related.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yes, it was.
I have nothing else to offer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't assume that I have any
because
idea.
We all assumed, okay, he's banged up, and if he's out, it's because of that knee.
Well, he's definitely banged up, but he didn't miss practice because he's banged up.
It's right.
The fact.
So
I don't have.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of things that I think could possibly be, but not anything
like
definitive.
What? Give us a hint.
No, like when they consider a guy they want to give a guy a day off, but, you know, because they want him to rest, knowing that he's going to play, it's 100%, you know, sometimes, I don't know. They say it's not injury related, but they're giving him a day off. That kind of is injury related.
It's hard to sell, though.
I don't know what they're doing.
That's hard to sell this week because he's a guy that has been injured, has been probable or questionable for a few weeks now. So, and we've seen him limp on the field. It's hard to argue. He took a day off, but it has absolute, you know, giving him a day off like that.
I agree. That's why I said I don't know. But I don't see how, you know, I don't know. Maybe he had to do something this today or yesterday, rather.
Is there ever a positive? Like, I always think of something negative. Not injury-related. I think of something negative.
Well, I don't. I generally think of family things, like, you know, a baby coming or something like that. But I don't know in Spikes' case. I have no idea what his non-injury. I'm saying when I have no idea and I just see not injury-related pop up, I think it's, well, that's nothing. I sort of dismiss it.
Right. You know, he had an optometrist appointment.
You couldn't schedule it for a Tuesday.
Got my annual physical. Professional athlete.
Okay. See, that's funny, though. That says a lot about you. You automatically think it's bad.
Yep. The only reason I brought up optometry wasn't that the whole thing with Ocho Cinco?
Yes.
That he missed that day and there was a report that he had a...
And then we got into a fight with Florio.
Right.
And, he was a baby about it, blocked me, hypocrite.
Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. So we go into this game feeling pretty confident. Status for the Browns quarterbacks still up in the air?
No, TBD.
We don't know any more than we knew yesterday. I thought we would.
Campbell can practice.
That's
all we know.
We found out today?
Practice.
Today.
He is cleared for practice.
So I would say,
a game, mind you.
I would say he's playing Sunday then.
But Chudzinski could wait till Sunday, apparently, to name his starter. Yeah.
I was hoping it was the trick guy.
I was a little bit, too. Yeah. You know, that would have entertained me for a half a quarter, maybe.
Right.
And then we would have moved on.
Yeah, that would have been, I think that would have been a train.
The Browns line up a bucket at wide right.
I still haven't watched that video.
The funny thing is, like, we assume, because Josh Gordon is as hot as anybody, obviously. And you assume, well, they don't have a quarterback, so it doesn't matter. But he's done it all year long with whoever they roll out there. I mean, he's been productive all year. Right.
Division III trick shot artist.
Well, you never know. Maybe the kid has got nothing to lose, and he literally just throws it up.
He's got accuracy. You
know, and maybe he just says, I'm no moron. That Gordon guy's good. I'm throwing it to him 25 times, and, you know, 10 times good things might happen.
Right.
So, Monmouth.
That's true. I mean, Brandon Whedon threw for 370 yards last week.
But
and Gordon actually, did you see him? It's kind of hard to get into a rhythm when you don't know who your quarterback is. He came off as a little bit of a DB yesterday.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that he's got problems.
I know even CBS isn't really regarding this as a big game.
Why do you say that?
The truck's not even here.
Oh. We also have the Q crew.
I thought it was Bill McAtee and Steve Tasker.
That was the next thing I was going to bring up. But
the concussed former special team.
Remember when we used to get Sims and Nance every week?
Yeah, McAtee and who's the other guy?
Tasker.
Steve Tasker.
See if he remembers he's here.
But usually by Thursday, the network truck has rolled in. And it's not here yet. You know, so.
Maybe it's delayed in the cold weather in the Midwest.
Maybe. So I know that
cold
CBS,
usually keeps trucks down.
Yeah,
there's snow in some places.
They're only using two cameras for this game
total.
Yeah.
So Bill's not happy with that.
They're actually just going to use the coaches' cameras, the sideline and the end zone.
Right. But it's a big game for the Patriots. Got to keep pace. Got to keep that lead. 3-game lead right now over the Miami Dolphins.
They're not going to lose, so don't pretend.
I'm just saying.
Don't be mentally prepared to lose this game.
Do not let the pedal off the metal. Keep it going.
See, this is the kind of stuff, and I had this conversation with our buddy Noah Sox yesterday, who believes they're going to go 2-2 down the stretch. He thinks they're going to lose to Miami and Baltimore.
Ooh. Both very realistic.
Okay. Both.
All right, so you agree.
I don't agree that it'll happen, but it very well could happen.
So,
show's over.
We're putting it into a situation where it's possible they could go, you know, 11-5 or 10-6. Yet we absolutely crucified the Pro Football Focus thing for saying 9-7. And we've been making fun of Eric ever since for the same thing, myself included.
Well,
because I think it'd be absolutely no chance of them going 10-6 or 11-5.
You and I said 12-4.
Right. So I don't think there's any chance they can go 11-5.
Right.
Okay. But evidently, a lot of other people think they're going to lose 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Who's the homer?
Right.
I guess it's me.
Belo's just walked in. Why don't you put your headphones on?
Hold on,
Kevin.
There,
make sure his mic is on.
Yeah, you got to plug those in.
Do I hit this button?
There you go.
Is that what I do?
You sound good, Belo.
Hey, Belo.
Not surprisingly, Belo had no problem getting himself right on the air so he could talk.
That's all right. No, hey.
I'm just kidding.
So,
hot dogs and sausages.
So this is it, the last week of Brian Lowe at the New England Patriots.
It is. It is, Fred. And it's big.
It is big.
It's big.
It is big.
Yeah, Andy needs some tissues.
I did talk to Tom. I did talk to Brady yesterday.
Yeah, a day after I talked to him.
I hadn't realized that, but he
heard the story of you talking to him.
Well, who did you hear that from?
Don't worry about it.
Well, let us hear the story.
Right.
Who cares?
This is radio. Talk.
But I mean, I'm just curious. Glenn Gleason?
Oh, Jesus.
No. It's not a big deal.
No, I had just mentioned. Did you know that our boy Brian was leaving?
And I do know that.
And he said, yeah. He said, yeah. No, I had heard about it. I go, okay.
Told him to keep in touch.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that to me.
He alluded to, let's not be strangers. The night before, I was helping out with an event, a Pepsi Mountain Dew event that Tom Brady was at. And
okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You didn't go to the big Brantley Gilbert.
It was also Brantley Gilbert was involved. You know Brantley Gilbert, don't you?
No.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't either until that day, but.
He and Dwight are very close now. Took a lot of photos of him. Apparently
he is the number one or the reigning new male vocalist of the year, I believe, by the Academy of Country Music. Anyways, I did pull Tom aside.
ACM.
And I mentioned that I was leaving because, as we all know, Tom, Bill Belichick, and I all entered the organization the same year. We really are the three pillars of this organization.
Sure.
And that one of us is leaving is really a
Kraft, Parcells, Bledsoe, Lowe, Belichick, Brady.
Well, really, it comes down to the six of us, to be honest. And you can rank them however you want. But, no, so I did have a chance to tell Brady, and I think it crushed him.
Yeah, he got a little weak kneed.
He needed some
cleaners,
that.
That's
for sure.
I wouldn't have said that.
Honestly, it was... I've done that twice in my life. I've been involved in a Tom Brady event. That one of them was just the day before is pure coincidence.
Yeah. So, what are your memories, Belo? Huh. What's your if you had to have a highlight of being here, what would your highlight be?
I think everybody's favorite highlight that they bring up of me is my very first game working for the Patriots. I started with the Revolution, but first game with the Patriots was that blowout in Buffalo, the opener in 2003, and I'm on the sideline. As a cameraman for the first time. Just a couple weeks earlier, Fred, you hired me to replace Dave Crisoli, and I was honored. And part of the job back then was actually shooting B-roll on the sidelines.
Right.
And in Buffalo, sort of like the old Foxborough Stadium, all the cameramen and women have to kneel down.
And women.
Have to kneel down because the first row of the stands is so low. So I have minimal experience operating a camera, minimal. And I'm kneeling down. First quarter of my first game, Drew Bledsoe hands it off to Travis Henry. They're at around the Buffalo 25, I'd say. And Travis Henry comes toward the sideline, toward the Patriots sideline, which is where I was, and starts to cut up field. And just at the point where they're in front of where I am, Rodney Harrison shoves him out of bounds. And he destroyed me, leveled me.
And the camera.
Yeah.
And the camera.
It
was a direct hit. My glasses went flying in one direction. Part of the camera went flying in another direction. Fortunately, the surface there had a good amount of give, and I got back up, and I surprisingly didn't feel like I had any broken bones, and I'm thinking, boy, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, and I never felt sore at all. And I do
Except
claim...
9 months later when he gave birth. Travis Henry.
Right. I get it. I get it now.
Impregnated him.
I do claim that I
got
up. I
get it. I didn't get it at first.
I got up before Henry did. I was up and on my feet before. Now, I didn't really know where I was. He probably did.
Yeah.
But I was up before he was.
Yeah.
So that is an absolute
There was a subtle part of that story that I think you may have missed, Andy, that I think is worth reading.
The Drew Bledsoe part?
No. We need to revisit the fact that, so he gets hired by Fred to do this job.
That I had no experience
with. Yeah, minimal experience with a camera.
It's par for the course.
Very, very minimal.
Well, I only...
The easy part.
No one uncovers the hidden gems like Fred Gersh.
In fairness to Fred...
Hey, I think I did. I think 10 years later...
Fred and I both take offense to that.
Yeah.
In Fred's defense, operation of the camera was only needed about 3 hours a week. Now, granted, there were three key hours. Of course I do. There were three key hours of every week. You know, there's only 16 of those games a year. Right. Yeah, the game. But Bob
Doyle.
We had
to completely redo things and find people that could actually shoot the game
and get rid of you. Yeah, pretty much. Bob Doyle would shoot often as well, so between the two of us. But that's obviously a memory. And then tied into that, one memory that I have is Rodney Harrison in general, who would always call me Jared. Why?
Yeah.
Because I look like Jared from Subway.
And,
you know, until there was a certain point eventually where I went up to him and I said, you do know my name's not Jared, right? Not that I thought he actually knew my name, but you do know my name's not Jared. He said, Jared, you'll only be Jared to me.
So the answer's no.
So the answer's no, and that's fine. But, you know, having been to four Super Bowls, I mean, two of them in which I was on the field shooting, not very well, but shooting video on two of them, the two wins. The two losses, I was up in the press box, so maybe there's a not a coincidence there. But you know,
did you miss 0-1?
Yeah, 0-1. I was a lowly Revolution employee. What waved goodbye as you guys all hit the road for New Orleans, and
did you leave as soon as the buses left? That's what Andy and I do now. When they
yeah, pretty much.
So no, did you make it to any MLS Cups?
The one that was hosted here in 2002, Revolution LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
I was actually working for that game.
Were you?
Yeah. Trent and I had the whole Revolution locker room wired up for live post-game celebration, which we had to take down.
Carlos Ruiz in overtime broke a scoreless tie in the LA Galaxy one.
Now, the champagne stayed in the box.
I do also remember the very first event here at Gillette Stadium.
Andy and I took
Revolution, Dallas Byrne.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought it was the
media flag football game.
The media flag football game.
CMGI Field.
It's the only football game ever at CMGI Field.
It was CMGI Field, and it was Revolution Dallas Byrne in May of 02.
Yep.
And that
Dallas
was the first
Byrne. Do they still have a team? It doesn't sound like
they're FC
have a team.
Dallas now.
Oh, okay.
Paul, you got to keep up.
Real Dallas.
Real Salt Lake. So, you know, certainly being at four Super Bowls and being a part of the, you know, being part of it in 03 and 04 was obviously pretty.
What are you going to miss the most?
You know,
the witty banter.
Well, what I'm going to miss the most is, in general, airtime. You know, hearing myself speak, right? I mean, that's what you guys all think.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Dogs. I'm going to miss doing the training camp
hot
announcements.
Hot dogs
that's
and
really,
sausages.
That's really what I'll miss.
No, precise questions with players.
I will miss
camaraderie.
I will miss the general camaraderie.
Ice cold beverages.
You guys know, you know, in our radio studio area, certainly in the upstairs with the newspaper here on the radio. I know that what I'm going to now, which is sort of outside of the sports media world, it won't be the same. And I've obviously braced for the fact that there'll be a little bit of a culture shock. Probably can't use the same kind of lingo we all use around here.
And a banana peel.
The guy you work with, no one knows what he's talking about.
That's a good point. Yeah. My boss, Matt
That's
Smith.
That's not good public relations if, you know, you can't communicate.
Well, imagine him writing press releases. What the hell does this say?
What does that mean?
You do need a different dictionary or thesaurus or something with Matt Smith. And I always claimed, you know, I worked with the Revolution with Steve Nichol, who was Scottish.
Right.
I'm
only kidding.
Technically.
Okay.
Paul and I make hand gestures off air,
but
you say things on air.
It's the radio.
Yes, but
you're
not
supposed
appropriate.
To save us from ourselves.
Hey, I had Steve Nichol in my kitchen along with the GM at the time, and they wouldn't have left unless I asked them to. Let's put it that way.
You had them in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Who are you, Cliff Clavin?
On one of my parties.
Major deals going down.
On one of my parties,
kitchen.
He showed up with.
Was he invited?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the GM, he died.
Todd Smith.
Yeah. So the two of them were sitting around our table, and as long as I was had booze, they would have stayed.
Really? I can picture that.
What was the guy's name?
Todd Smith.
Todd, yeah.
Yeah, he was general manager for two or three years and died of leukemia. Very,
right.
Very sad. But I have so many memories
to bring us all down
from the Revolution.
Yeah, that's like an ugly turn.
From the Revolution days and I'm going to miss. I mean, there are so many people here, including the four of us here, who have been around for how long? Too long, probably. Paul thinks, but who have been around?
Management thinks so.
Management thinks for too long.
You ain't lying.
But I mean that's part of the beauty of this place, and there's a lot of people that I'm gonna miss, and I'm gonna miss. Listen, going on road trips, which I've been doing for about 10 years. That's where
where the magic happens.
That's where the magic
Saturday nights.
Well, that, but also you
strip
meet,
club Saturday night.
You know,
Philo's an animal in those places, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that. The lobby of hotels at the games.
The lady's just give me the dollar, all right? I don't want to hear your story.
Oh, Fred, you were there for that.
Making it rain up in here.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
She's
just
like, you're making it rain in my head. Just give me my money.
Give me my money. Let me move on. But we see so many of the fans who follow all of us from wherever they are, nationally, internationally. We've gone to London and all that. And I've always felt that, you know, Patriots fans in this area, yeah, you can open the newspaper, you can, you know, you can turn on the radio, turn on TV, and get what you need as far as following the Patriots. It's everybody in the rest of the country and the rest of the world that we, I always felt like, this is who our audience is, and there are so many Patriots
fans.
Yeah,
you're right.
And it was always a thrill to, you know, be on a road trip, and people would say, hey, you know, oh, we watch you all the time, it's awesome, and all that. That's what it was. That, that's
see, Andy, you never about. Experienced this, but I know exactly what Brian's talking
but
about.
But you guys, too.
You're always, you got, no, because he always hides out. No. He
oh, well, he's antisocial. Right. I see what you're
saying. He hides behind the red velvet ropes while the rest of us are out, out and about town.
Amongst the people.
Right. You know, and it is. It's rewarding because it's like, it's, oh, okay.
People do listen. Yeah,
right.
No,
people do care.
Yeah. That's going to be in my top five. If I ever,
there's no question.
If I ever get a chance to leave this place.
A chance.
London in 2009 will be in my top five.
Well, that's
because of that.
Yeah.
Wait,
remember when we were recognized left and right at Heathrow?
Just walking through the
were we
airport.
Delayed or something? Why were we walking around Heathrow?
That would be, that's right
the up there.
Because I always felt like those are that's the audience that we're, that those are the people who live and breathe the Patriots and follow us and all so that's
so really you're
cool.
Going into PR.
Yeah.
Do you want to say the company that you're going to be working
for? Sure. It's called Greeno Communications.
Greeno.
Not, Greenough.
Like Fox.
What's your logo? We're on the radio. I can't provide the logo.
It would be a
Greeno. Oh. That's pretty clever. Maybe I'll have to introduce that.
So Greeno Communications.
He's going to be president in a week with my idea.
They specialize in technology companies, life sciences.
I never thought of that.
It's very much a change of pace for me. But
how many people?
How many employees?
Yeah.
I think in the 25 to 30 range.
Oh. Room for
a
another
growing
one?
Company.
Can you just see Bilo? He's going to be like eating lunch in his cube by
himself.
They got, like
they got room
sandwich.
For a chubby bald guy.
Just wishing for the days of hilarity.
Demographic.
I'm available.
Yeah. Chubby bald guy. So it's a change
I can
of pace.
Just see
put
it.
My
have
bonus in Diet Pepsi.
Have you talked to the new guy? Oh yeah.
Wow.
Made that mistake only once.
Wow. You know, I always Andy
cornered me by the water cooler one day.
Andy always gives me grief for like using hand motions so often. I don't know if there's anyone who uses hand motions more, especially when asking questions in press conferences, than Andy Hart.
Well, he's really? Got those T-Rex arms.
Yeah, so I mean,
he's flailing about.
Yeah. I use him a lot on camera.
He is
yes,
a former fullback.
You do. Yes, yeah. You do.
What does that mean? That doesn't even mean anything.
Just what Fred said, the T-Rex arms.
I use him in questions.
What does that mean? That doesn't even mean anything.
Really?
Yeah. Ask one tomorrow.
I have not noticed that at press conferences. I do notice it.
What do I do?
Both hands are going in just every direction. Sometimes east to west, sometimes north to
interesting.
South.
I do it on.
I'm gonna keep an eye on that.
I do it on camera.
Keep an
all
eye on.
Time.
I do it in the, from the heart segment in the lobby. Yeah. I know that. I'm big.
Well, Paul, you're Italian, so you got to use your hands.
Usually, I hit somebody as I'm talking.
Right.
Right. Make sure they have my attention.
Now, the number one thing that I'll miss the most is Fred's barbecue every summer.
Oh well, I'll still invite you.
Oh
yeah,
that's why I brought it up because I want to make sure
that was probably your
former employees still come.
I know. No, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
you know, catch up on old times.
You'll still be on the invite
thank you.
List.
Thank
sure,
you. That's huge. That's
for
cool.
A year, man.
Yeah. For a year.
I remember my little kid when he was.
Oh,
real
I do too.
Little.
Brian Morey keeps.
He
coming.
Was like
he keeps coming. He's invited.
Bilo. He loved you.
Really?
Yeah.
And then that faded quickly, right?
Yeah.
Step back when he was digging holes in the backyard.
But I think he's just like saying Bilo.
Bilo? It's a catchy name. Yeah, it's a catchy name.
Yeah.
I say that. Do you ever like refer to yourself as Bilo or anything like that? Or use
you
it?
You probably think that
I've
like,
used
refer-
it outside
you probably,
of here.
Bilo's getting mad.
Yeah. You probably think that I refer to myself in third person all the time. I really don't.
Do. It's very catchy though. Like I've used it outside of here, and people are like, "Who's that?" Oh, sorry, Brian Lowe.
I don't really have that kind of caught on when I first started working here. And Derek Lowe was a prominent athlete and went by D Lowe, and that sort of
J Lo.
J Lo.
Yeah,
but he was. I think you were before J Lo. I think you were B-Lo before J-Lo.
That could be.
Wow.
I'd have to go.
That's something right there.
Yeah, but I think the Derek Lowe thing is
Derek
really
Lowe
where,
is
where it started. So. But I think there's a lot of people that really don't know my first name. It's everyone calls me Bilo, and people probably have no idea what
that's
what the
cool.
B stands for.
You should just like those soccer players, just change it like Giselle, just like Bilo. That's it. Just
soccer players, Bilo. Giselle, and Bilo. We're the ones that
go. Seal,
Seal, yeah, Seal.
Fred,
Fred is just yeah. Who does he play for, Fred?
He used to play for us, but
no, he didn't.
Yes, he was here for a while. Remember, I was going to get
Bilo.
Oh no, we were thinking of getting him. Maybe
I think he was. I don't think.
Well, see, that's what happens. Sometimes you're behind the scenes.
Because I said
you're privy to information that we don't get.
It was when Nickel and they were in the drinking.
I remember that, but
we gotta get that Fred guy.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. You know, we're gonna pick up Fred.
I know we were considering him.
I want to say he played for like DC or something.
I don't think he ever played.
Well, Brian, I know you got a lot to do.
I do.
Two more days.
I do. A lot of people. A lot of people to talk to, Fred.
Right. Well, I saw you making the rounds last night, going through IT and stopping cube to cube. I mean,
well, I had one specific destination, but in the en route to that destination, I had a lot of stops to make, and I've got more to make. I have a list.
Do you really?
Of people I want to make sure I. Well, the good thing about leaving in the middle of the season.
Bilo's actually a nice person.
That's what
you wouldn't know what that is.
I agree.
Yeah. The good thing about leaving in the middle of the season is that, you know, no one's on vacation. Everyone's around. The bad thing is everyone's. Are you on vacation?
Well, not us.
Well,
I assumed half the organization was. I mean, judging on how many people were here last week.
But over the course of 2 weeks or so where I'm, you know, kind of saying goodbye. But the bad thing is everybody's.
A 2 week farewell.
A 2 week farewell. There's a lot of people I'd like to personally thank.
Did you get any rocking chairs, Harleys, anything like that?
Not yet, but still time.
Start calling him Ray Lewis.
But in all honesty, Fred, thank you for, you know, initially giving me the opportunity to come aboard.
Who hired you for the Revs?
Steve Nickel.
It wasn't Steve Nickel.
Lick it up.
Well, it was Hillary Pereira.
Oh, I remember
but
her.
But Brian O'Donovan was in his final couple of months as general manager.
Okay.
That's who touched
me. Drank too.
So it was as an intern with the Revs, and it was Hillary Pereira. Ben Coolis, who used to.
Ben worked for me for a while.
Yeah. Back at Walpole Park South. So that's who initially hired me. But it's been, you know, 10 years with the Patriots, 13 overall, that has just been incredible. A lot of memories, a lot of great times, a lot of things and people I'm going to miss.
Bay Stater.
The Bay Stater was
the Bay Stater.
Hey, the Bay Stater actually was that the reason I first got hired full time with the Revolution. So I gotta thank all the folks at the Bay Stater. Yes,
but that I thought I did that.
You did. It was. But
I don't remember.
His empire is so sprawling; he can't even remember what he was.
But my when I got hired from being an intern to full time was kind of a combo of running the Bay Stater and doing some. Revs media relations. That's kind of what.
All
it
right,
was. Off air, we can go
and
back and really
the voice of the Revs and
I've done some public address announcing and stuff like that.
Great.
It's been a great
definitely filled a nice resume.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So all thank
right.
you guys.
Well, we're
thank
gonna you miss you. We haven't Thanks, seen Fred. The last of you, and like I said, you know, you'll obviously be on the A list for the
not
the soiree.
Just on the list, the A-list.
I wish I could.
You and Hank.
I wish I could join you guys tonight.
Well, you know,
I
apologize for
Brian tonight.
Well, and I appreciate that, and I understand that people have busy lives and kids and all that, and Northeastern basketball.
You know,
basketball,
you're making a change.
I am. That's kind of what.
No
Northeastern basketball.
No Northeastern.
Oh, Northeastern hockey.
There's no hockey.
Northeastern
then what's
lost
the
Harvard
excuse?
Yesterday.
What are you on Comcast
good,
tonight?
Harvard's very good.
Well, which one of you is on Comcast tonight? One of you must be unable to come
tomorrow.
I have childcare issues.
I have daycare.
Understood.
Thursday's my daycare day.
Gotcha.
All
thank
right.
you, guys.
Okay, Brian. Why don't we take a break so we can reset and let some oxygen back into the room, and we'll be right back.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
We all know that Paul Perillo is an award-winning journalist, but did you know he's also an excellent babysitter?
Guys, knock it off.
Paul excels in communication.
I have a terrible mouth.
You do have a terrible mouth.
Not to your kids, though, right?
When I want emphasis.
Really?
Teaching.
They listen to you more when you swear?
Wait, what do you use?
When I raise my voice and I get angry and I might, you know, I'll kick your A, or something like that.
Oh, he's threatening. Wow, violence.
And discipline.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Will gets arrested when he's 16, they have an open beer in the car, I am going to hit him. Okay? I'm telling you right now. But it won't be a spanking on the ass either.
In need of a sitter this weekend? Call Paul at 855-PATS-500 or email your babysitting request to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred, Andy, Eric, and Papa Perillo.
All right, Higgins and Hopkinton writes in, gotta say, sad to see B-Lo leaving. I was one of the lone supporters of him out here in Patriots radio listening land.
Oh, you were not. There are a lot of supporters of B-Lo.
Sure.
No, a lot of people love B-Lo in the Patriots Today format.
Yes.
He drew some criticism when he would host radio shows.
Well, anyone that comes on this show draws criticism.
Yeah, any outsiders.
Let's face it. Anybody who does.
His is worthy.
Oh, boy. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com.
Excellent at his job, Freddie. Great hire by you.
Is the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Blind squirrel.
Remember, I hired you, too.
I know.
Yeah.
You only found one nut.
That was only because of somebody else.
Twice.
Yeah, you're a two-time loser.
Sam at Brighton's on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Sam.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Sam.
I wanted to say goodbye to B-Lo, but it's too late. But I have my favorite B-Lo moment.
Yeah.
And it's on this show. You guys were having, like, a joke campaign to replace Tiosho. He'll not be named. And, like, during his campaign, he said, why don't you tell your friends to go blank yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I do remember that.
That was hilarious. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah. I do remember that, Sam.
All right, Sam.
So we'll see. Everyone,
you know, at the end, at the end of Patriots Today, they used to say, you know, tell your friends.
Right, you heard it on Patriots Today.
Today.
Well, Sam, you know, B-Lo will obviously hear this show, so, you know, he will hear your goodbye.
And B-Lo had that
all right, thanks for calling.
Tell your friends to go boot themselves.
Sam and Brighton.
And I f***ed that up.
Wow.
All right,
B-Lo
so
never swears
I have
either.
Not heard B-Lo swear too many times.
He's not like me in that little clip where I say I have a terrible mouth.
What did I want? Emphasis, I do, I swear.
Emphasis. You guys just a bunch of with A and all that.
TG and NJ says, Fred, time for a new opening. That Anchorman one is getting old. Isn't there a new Anchorman movie coming out soon? Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
I think I've heard something.
B-Lo is leaving? Where's he headed? Is he taking Squidward with him? Guys, other than Brady getting knocked out of the game, is there any way they can screw this one up? I guess
if turnovers and you let Josh Gordon go for 270 yards or something, but I don't think anything
could happen, but I just don't think it will.
Now, if they lose, I mean, if they win 34-31, what will your reaction be?
The same as I had after the last game. Like, I'm really, really...
See, I'd be much more concerned.
I'm much more concerned.
I would be much... Yeah. Now it's just a flat-out trend, whatever, you want to... It's not good.
I
actually think they're going to come out and blow the doors off.
I think they are, too, but I think that will be the exception to the rule. I think what has been established is that the other team is going to be able to move the ball and score points. Now, I don't think Cleveland will move the ball and score that many points just because they just don't have any personnel to do it other than Josh Gordon. And I would be surprised to see them get to the 30s. But not getting to the 30s isn't going to make me feel much better.
Oh, no. No. I won't feel great about a blowout, but I will feel very,
worse.
You'll
feel worse about another high-scoring shootout.
I'll be questioning whether I do think they can win any playoff
winning
game.
Winning easily is kind of expected.
Well, not this year, though.
No.
But I expected this
team, against this team.
Because I don't think much of Jason Campbell. I've always thought he was lacks the ability to make any plays. Just a useless drag of the quarterback position.
Mike in sweet-smelling Florida. Fred is right for a change. First time for everything. I was shocked to hear Fred know more about a past player than T-Rex in the Hall of Famer. Derek Burgess was with the Patriots for 1 year, 5 sacks, not the 2 to 3 that Andy and Paul thought.
For sure he was here.
Even a broken clock is right twice a
year. Give Fred the nod, but to me, my point was that he played all that year. He continued to play on a full-time basis despite the fact that he could not play.
I thought so.
Yeah. I give you credit for that. I thought it was 2, but
I still don't think so.
My point is...
The guy's telling me, and I still don't buy it.
My point is with Hightower right now. He can tell me how good he's playing. He's not playing well.
Right.
And Burgess was not playing well that year, and he kept telling me that we were wrong, and he kept playing.
Andy, why do players insist on wearing short sleeves when it's freezing? Don't people play better when comfortable? What do you say, T-Rex?
Yes, but... Unless it's really cold, you're generally not cold when you're playing.
It's not your arms that get cold. It's your hands and your feet.
They can. But unless it's like, I mean, even when it's 20s, you're not cold when you're playing. You're cold when you stop. That's the problem. And that's why you see those big jackets get put on them as soon as they go to the sideline to hold the body heat in. Because when you're actually playing, you're generally not feeling the cold on the arms.
I hated playing. I didn't mind wet. I didn't care.
Yeah, but you were a pussy.
Cold, my feet, and my toes. Oh, they would just...
But some of it is mental.
It's because you spend too much time on the sideline.
Some of it is toughness. Whoa. But I think some of it is ball security, guys. I think some guys like to feel the balls on their arms.
What? He keeps laughing as he said it.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
I never heard that one.
We were stretching our balls. Oh, God.
That was from Sunday Night Football.
Oh, this week?
Yeah. Monday night, excuse me. It was the Seahawks.
Oh, no wonder why I never heard
it
before. It's new.
That's a good one.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
What the hell?
What did he say? Stretching or switching?
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
stretching.
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 Sounds like
stretching.
Like, I thought you think he's really cold. And
he's been drinking. Yeah.
Let's see.
Maybe he meant switching out balls.
Michelle.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, Michelle.
I don't know why he'd be stretching out a ball.
Michelle loves it when I call her Shalotta. She's writing in, Kali comes and goes. I guess it can't hurt. I'm assuming Tlaib isn't healthy enough to put Gordon on his island without help, and Spikes can barely walk. What would be the downside to rest them, even though we don't do that? Since the Browns don't have a run game, and who knows who'll be the quarterback, looks like Campbell got cleared to practice. I'd rather have them a little healthier, more rested for Miami and Baltimore. Either way, this week will blow the doors off the Browns, 47-21.
I think there's a chance that they could rest some guys this week. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't
err on the side.
They
of
won't
caution.
Say it's resting guys. Right. I agree with Michelle because they don't. They say they don't do that, but I think that they could.
Freddie, did you see the big pickup truck in the parking lot with the players today with the big four-wheel quad Polaris things on the back?
I didn't
pretty
see
cool.
That. Yeah,
I won't say who I think it is, but I think it's an interesting player.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to speculate? Am I allowed to?
I'm not sure. I don't know why. What could be bad about speculating?
Because some people might criticize the person.
Oh, okay.
Jacoby Ellsbury?
No.
Oh,
not the Ellsbury Doughboy.
Oh,
those are good headlines. Mm-hmm. Funny that both papers had them too.
Warren in London says, "Tell the fans on Sunday to look out for 30 UK Patriots fans coming over. There will be some extra noise, not Seattle loud, but look out for us." And some of us are then going down to Miami. Do you know of any parties Saturday night so we can buy Fred and no show a drink? Warren, let's just keep in touch, and we'll just plan to meet up somewhere Saturday night in Miami.
Hooters. That's one that I actually...
I don't know of any, like, official parties.
That's Hooters one I'm on actually A1A. Missing.
What?
I'm missing that one.
Trip.
I don't even know where we're staying yet.
Oh, you don't stay at the one where you can walk across the street and go swimming?
We haven't.
Oh.
Not all the time.
In
not
the back
all the time.
Of that crappy...
Maybe. So... Once I find out where we're staying, Warren, I'll let you know, and we'll meet somewhere. And for this week, of course, the 30 UK Patriots fans, that's great. We'll support.
Across have fun.
Where should we look for them? What section?
I don't know.
They were in the end zone last time they came.
Usually they're in the south end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you and I will be here anyway.
The British are coming.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Joel's in Atlanta. Hey, Joel.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Joel?
Hey, Joel.
Good to hear from you.
I recognize
buddy.
Your voice today. Good,
long
good
time
to hear
no
from
see.
You.
Oh, whatever, guys. Yeah, I got my email yesterday. Hey, you know, I just need some. I just want to be a famous Patriots fan. That's all I want to be.
Well, you got to have a shtick. I told you. We got to remember you for something. What is your shtick?
And I did tell you, careful what you
have you been for. Renovating a house for 5 years? If not, then.
How about this? Every day around 12 o'clock, I take my break inside my car. Listen to you guys. And I drive a 2010 Camry.
Ooh, a Camry. Those are rare. It's only about 10 million of those on the planet.
Let me guess, it's black.
That doesn't make you... What do you do for a living?
I actually work for Comcast, to be honest.
Okay, he's a Comcast guy.
He's still not doing anything for me.
Guy.
What hobbies do you have?
With a bad phone.
Can you get us free Comcast service?
Well, you know...
Especially the dirty channels.
I'm in the process of getting certified to be a personal trainer.
Okay.
You know, so you guys need, you know, I'm from Boston originally, but, you know, if you guys, you know, need to get fit, you can hit me up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I want to talk more about the free cable.
What certification are you doing?
What school?
You're going to school for it? You're not just doing a weekend certification?
No. It's actually school.
Oh, okay. I used to be a certified personal trainer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be tough with those arms.
That's true. You can't spot anyone.
What was that? What the fox says there?
All right, so you're Joel, the soon-to-be certified personal trainer
who works for
Comcast. And is antisocial like Namdi Asamoah and does lunch in his car by himself. You don't have many friends, huh?
Not here in Atlanta, you know.
I know how those Southerners can be. They're not very friendly. We got one up here.
I don't know. It's like a mix. It's a mix. You know, I think if you go deeper south, like where Big Al is, like Valdoster, you get more people who are much nicer than here in Atlanta.
Well, Atlanta's a bunch. They're from all over the place, right? Isn't that sort of a... Seems like all the players that play in the NFL moved to Atlanta at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I mean, as far as with like mortgages, like homes and stuff, it's cheaper here than it is, of course, living in the city or living down where Brady lives at down Commonwealth Avenue.
So. Oh yeah, Back Bay. Do they have to wear pasties in the strip clubs there?
Nope, it's full nudity.
Oh, okay. Spoken full like someone nudity. Who knows.
I know.
Totally nude
nudes. All right, Joel the strip club guy, connoisseur.
I would recommend, guys, honestly, if you come down to Atlanta, there's one club I think you guys would love. It's called the Cheetah Club. It's on Spring Street, downtown.
Okay.
So if you like a mix of women, you like the foreign women, you love white women, you love black women.
Did you say deformed?
Foreign.
Oh, foreign. Okay. So United Nations of strip clubs, right?
It's called Cheetah, yes.
Do they have reciprocal touching? All right. Okay.
It's all depends. I know we're getting away from the subject, but it all depends on the female. It always depends on the female. But no, the reason why I was calling, guys, one, thank you for recognizing me today. I appreciate you guys. So, yeah, so y'all did remember me.
Yes.
But no, it sucks that B-Lo is leaving. And are we still able to use that, his little hot dogs and sausages?
We have the rights to anything that B-Lo ever did here.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
But I did shed one tear, you know, to hear that he is leaving. But I shed more tears when I heard that Lindsay Petrucci was leaving. But as well, yeah, I loved her.
That's going to hurt B-Lo because they had quite a feud when they were here.
Yeah, they didn't get along.
No, they feuded.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the bullpen, they call it down there. They had to sit next to each other, and they just went at it. Well,
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know if B-Lo is married, but...
I was a major bobblehead.
Well, who's gonna take his place on Patriots?
We don't know yet. We're gonna have open auditions. Do you have any on-air talents?
Yeah, I do. I can do a little something.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, send in your resume. Tape. All right, Joel. Thanks.
Bad. I mean, this is my resume.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right. You didn't get the job then.
Right. We'll be in touch.
All right. Have your people contact
thanks
ours.
Thanks for calling in, Joel. You know, speaking of the feud that Lindsay used to have with B-Lo, I was down there yesterday in their bullpen, and I was talking to B-Lo, and he was telling me about the Brady thing. And I said, oh, so what did Brady say? And B-Lo was going into detail, and Jackie was sitting there. And she's like, B-Lo, I just asked you that like half an hour ago, and you wouldn't tell me anything. What? And she was really mad. Like, you know, he wouldn't tell her, but he was telling me.
She also has a little Paul in her, like zero to hot.
Yeah.
She's got a short fuse.
Who? Yeah.
Jackie.
Miss Jackie?
She gets mad quickly.
Yeah.
And her and B-Lo bumped heads a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Anybody who sat next to B-Lo, let's be honest, you're going to be annoyed with them at times.
Let's go to Alex in Chicago. Hey, Alex.
Hey Brett. You know? How you doing?
Good.
Kat, Alex, do you know Kat? She has a very nice redone home in Upper East Side, Boys Town.
No, I do not know her.
Okay, sorry. He doesn't know you.
But if you did, I'd say...
What's going on with you people in Chicago? Don't you all know each other?
You should wear name tags.
You're not very friendly.
No, but I called about 5 minutes before B-Lo's 20-minute farewell, and three-fourths of the way through, I was thinking to myself, all right, Fred's going to go to commercial as soon as this is done, and... sure enough, he went to commercial, but
wow!
In all seriousness,
you're very predictable.
I like Brian Lowe. He was very informational, very talkative, very friendly, and I'm intrigued to see who's going to be staying next to Jackie Britton.
We'll
and funny you guys brought up Lindsay Petrucci because she's now with the Bears.
Yes,
out here in Chicago.
Yeah. Do you see her work?
Who tunes?
I do not. No, I don't follow the Bears.
Well, I mean, Lizzie Petrucci's with the Bears. Christina Acra's with the SEC. You'll see her on the sideline on TV on Saturdays. So
she's back with the SEC? I thought she went to the Nationals.
No, I saw her a couple Sundays
maybe
ago.
Maybe she does both.
Because she was the Washington Nationals
Maybe she does both.
Sideline.
I think she probably does both.
Does both.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
She'll be working with Tim Tebow soon.
Yeah. It's quite the springboard, this place.
Except for the SEC.
What do you think's going to...
What do you get the SEC network on? I don't get that.
No, it was an SEC game, and she was on the sideline.
Okay.
Isn't that usually CBS?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was CBS, so maybe she's working for CBS. I don't know. Anyway, keep going, Alex.
Yeah, but I want to get off topic for a second and talk about the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Okay.
Bear with me for a second. I know he's still a former Patriot, but I was reading Pro Football Talk, and it said that his fiancée, Cheyenne Jenkins, she lied 29 times to the grand jury
Allegedly.
That's what the prosecution is alleging, yes.
Right. And I'm thinking that they're going to sit down with her and say, all right, look, you're going to jail for 7 years, and she's going to be singing a whole new tune, and she might even be standing up on the witness stand, you know.
Well, it could be that. I think it's more the other way. I think what they're saying, they're going to go to Hernandez and say, look, your fiance's going to jail unless you start coming clean. You know, so if, you know, unless you're going to let her go to jail, you need to start talking. And I think that's what they're doing.
Right. That's just a bad situation for her. I think they're going to tell her she's going to go to jail, and she's probably going to, you know, tell them everything she knows.
I think it's the opposite. I think they're doing this. I don't think she wasn't there. I think what they're doing, they're using her thing to get Hernandez to talk.
Right.
But what he thinks is, right?
That's more the way it works. They don't care about her.
No.
That's the she's
way it no, works. But you got you both
Fred has watched some CSI in
today
or
Law and Order. Kind of saying the same thing. I think Alex's point is that this is going to end up being very bad for Aaron,
right?
Because
but all she
in
can,
order to stay out of jail, she's eventually going to have to tell the truth.
But all she can all she can do is give circumstantial testimony. Hernandez is the one that was there.
Well, yeah, I mean, she can give post testimony.
Right. She knows what happened,
not the actual event. But he may have said, "I just off the guy like running in the house. I got to get rid of you know whatever."
I mean, there's a reason they know that she lied 29 times because she knows what
How come
happened.
She didn't. I thought everybody was speculating they were just going to get married and then she didn't have to say anything.
Yeah,
why didn't they do that? Wouldn't that have been smart?
I guess
not for her.
Why?
All right, thanks.
Why?
Yeah. All right, thanks.
What is she going to get out of that?
Not going to jail.
Oh, well, I mean, she shouldn't have lied if she didn't want to go to jail. I mean, she could have, you know, sort of made a clean break from a murderer. I know that's a stretch, but...
I'm not sure I would have done that either.
I would.
Then all of a sudden you find yourself 6 feet under.
Ted's in Pittsburgh. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Fred, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, if you could do me a favor and make sure Joel in Atlanta never calls in again.
Oh, here we go.
Splendid.
Caller on call
Splendid.
A crime.
That's an underrated word right there. Splendid. You don't hear that one a lot. Where's Eric?
Hey, I want to talk about... if they're going to play Boyce over Cauley or if Cauley's going to take his reps, because I like Boyce's speed over just another white guy running over the middle.
Okay. I mean,
well, I would say, A, depending on the situation, I think we saw earlier in the year that they are comfortable in hurry-up situations with Austin Cauley on the field. And I'm not sure they are comfortable in hurry-up type situations with the game on the line with Josh Boyce on the field. So I think in those situations, you could see some Cauley. And also if he's replacing either Edelman or Amendola. Boyce, we've all said we'd like to see him get chances, but that's an outside shot guy. You know, I don't think he fits into the mold of what they might ask Cauley to do in certain situations.
Sure, but isn't Boyce replacing like what you were looking for from Dobson? And Tompkins, more outside?
Yes, but I don't think they think he's at that level in terms of replacing them completely. I think those two guys, they feel can play a full half or a full game. I don't think they think that, based on how many times he was inactive, that Boyce is just suddenly ready to play a full game as a regular rotational receiver.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for taking my call, and don't worry about having a big head, Andy. I don't fit in a size 8 hat.
Oh, man.
All right, Ted. Thanks.
That is a big head.
All right.
I can fit in an 8.
Big heads, you
barely. Need. Well, I haven't tried one lately, so I shouldn't probably say it.
Yeah, you're probably up to a 9 now. Graham is in New Mexico.
Ooh, Graham.
I watched the video of Zolak and Coach Bill breaking down plays from last game. Belichick showed the touchdown run by Blount, and it sounded to me like he referred to him as Blount and not Blount. Is Belichick wrong, too?
Yes.
He also pronounced Svitek with a short I.
He often butchers names.
I'm always entertained with the banter and debate regarding name pronunciation.
What's the short I?
Keep it up.
Svitek?
That's a long I.
Yeah.
Oh.
Svitek is how it is pronounced.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys are my Patriots lifeline here in New Mexico. Also, I want more Dartmouth talk from Andy. I grew up there in Dartmouth High School class of 87. When I was a kid, I sat next to Leon Gray on his flight to Houston when he left the Patriots in the late 70s. I
believe those are non sequiturs.
They are, but...
Dartmouth's doing great, getting ready to celebrate next year, our 350th town anniversary. Going to be big celebrations, parades, parties.
Are you going to be the grand master of the parade?
No. I went to Chipotle last night. Can you not get beer in Chipotle in every place?
I have no idea that you could get beer in Chipotle.
That was new to me. Yeah. Like you can get a fountain soda, or you can get, they have beer, and they actually have margaritas.
I did not know that.
And I took I took part, and it was very nice to order like fast food, a burrito, and
what
get a beer
with
it.
What does that have to do with your parade?
Oh, it's in Dartmouth.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there's other stores.
When he lived there, I'm sure there wasn't a Chipotle.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
It's in Dartmouth. It's an update of the fast food in Dartmouth.
So there's no other thing.
You know
in
that
Dartmouth?
Stretch of lanes?
It's the first restaurant that ever came to Dartmouth.
You know that stretch of Route 6 that Esquire called, or GQ, which one was it? Esquire or GQ, or Rolling Stone called, you know, a whole bunk town with too many fast food joints and stores for its own good. The idiots that, you know, didn't step anywhere else outside of town because that's where everything is centrally located. The morons. That's where Chipotle is.
Great.
It's very tough to get in and out of, though.
I don't.
You can only
I still don't understand the relevancy, but that's okay.
It's in Dartmouth. He wanted an update. When he lived there,
why don't we just list everything that's in Dartmouth? Go.
Well, where do you want me to start?
You know, because I don't
Target,
understand why you
Walmart,
started and stopped
DJs.
With Chipotle.
Chipotle. Not Lee.
All right. Paul's in the UK.
Shorty.
Afternoon, lords and lady of PFW. Wondering if I could get an answer regarding how Brady goes about reading defenses. Ideally, this answer would come from Andy or Paul.
As I would look at me.
As I would like more in-depth response than Brady do good, Brady do bad that I would get from Fred. Obviously, I recognize that.
Boy, there's no way you get a Brady do bad. I mean, have you ever listened to this?
Obviously, I recognize that 12 looks at what defense's formation he is facing. I don't know what that means. But what specific keys will tell him what play is likely to be coming from within a given package? And secondly,
corners, safeties, on, off, inside leverage, outside leverage, you know,
and
two deep, three deep potentially.
And that's the film
press,
study
man.
That goes into that. You see where guys are lined up when they do certain things. You know, this guy tends to drift over a step or two to the left when he's coming on a corner blitz or something, or, you know, maybe a slot blitz, something like that. And all kinds of adjustments even after the snap, too. You know, you adjust as to where a guy goes. But I couldn't tell you all the different
it's like a book. You
intricacies
read it left to right and top to bottom.
You know, that go into
deep
it.
Deep left.
You're still talking.
Secondly, while I think there is a lot of great content on the site, and I'm sure that it would be much improved following the exit of Captain Mundane, having nosed around some other sites, they seem to have a lot more X and O breakdown. Any chance of something similar? Well, that's, you know,
zero.
Eric does
point
that
zero.
After further analysis.
Yeah, but you're not going to get an X's nose breakdown on Patriots.com as long as Bill Belichick is
your
coach.
Bill Belichick's breakdown.
We have Bill.
Yeah, well, but that's it.
Right.
You're not going to get. You know, he's not going to let us do what this guy's looking for.
Well,
and quite frankly, I don't think he should.
No. Tony says, is Logan Ryan fast enough to play outside? Primary knock on him coming out was his 4.56 speed. Have seen more separation than one wants at times. Could this be rookie inexperience or lack of recognition?
Yeah, he does not have elite speed. There's no question about that, but that doesn't mean he can't play out there.
He's played outside. He's played inside. You know, he's done it all. I agree with Andy. I don't think his speed is his biggest strength, but I do think his ability to get physical is pretty good, and I think he plays competitively. I think he's not afraid to, you know, to come back and get in the guy's face, you know, after he gets beat. You know, he's
what
not going to.
Ty Law's 40 time.
Probably not great. The knock on him was speed coming out of Michigan.
I bet you it was no faster than that. I bet you it was slower than that.
I mean, the knock on him was speed coming out of Michigan. There's no question.
Okay. This is an interesting email.
No Ty Law,
I heard about this from the league. This is Heidi writing in.
Hey.
And she says she's a first-time writer, long-time listener, huge fan of everythingpatriots.com.
She sounds cute.
Thank you for giving us fans outside of New England area a way to connect with each other. You guys keep me sane on a weekly basis. I don't make it to games because I live in L.A., but was able to
Definitely
make it to
cute.
The Broncos game, and what a game. I seriously had the time of my life. I may have lost my right toe to the cold, but it was totally worth it. Anyway, I'm
totally worth it.
I'm writing because I need the help of Patriots Nation. Have you guys seen the Together We Make Football spots that have been airing during halftime and thought, who's the Pats fan finalist? Well, it's me. I submitted my story of how football, the Patriots and Tom Brady specifically, have impacted my life, and the NFL selected me as a finalist. I'm super excited, both humbled and fiercely proud to be representing Patriots fans. The contest is now in its voting period, where fans can go online and vote for their favorite story. 5 of the 10 finalists who earn the most votes will go to the Super Bowl. You can go here to vote and see the video that NFL Films made about my story. It's on, no www, just on on.nfl.com/Heidi, H-E-I-D-I. So on.nfl.com/Heidi. Fans can vote every day until December 23rd. If you want to read more and see the original story that I submitted, you can go to my Tumblr page, which is voteforheidi.tumblr.com.
Congratulations.
So, making
it this far.
So let's all vote for her. I mean, as a task that I'm telling everyone who listens, you must go to this website and vote for her.
Okay.
All right. That's the least you could do for Heidi. So good.
So she wants something, so she decided to write in.
I watched her video. She was a graphic artist that always had wished to work for Disney and didn't get the job. You know, they didn't like her enough. But then she started becoming a Patriots fan and learned about Tom Brady and how.
So now Disney's dead to you.
No. Oh. And how, you know, Brady was this guy drafted in the sixth round. And she used that as her own motivation to say, hey, you know, when people say no. And so now she's working for. I won't ruin the whole story. So you go to the thing and you can watch her video and vote for her. So that's good. Stephen Killeen, Texas, says, I will gladly take B-Lo's spot. If not on air, I could always be the web radio host-in-chief. Nice to see B-Lo moving on, as he seemed to give off the vibe that what he was doing with the Pats was beneath him. Just my take. He seemed to give off the vibe that what he was doing with the Pats. Well, I didn't think
that's
that was
totally
true. Yeah, that's
misinterpreted and inaccurate.
That's Eric.
Yes, that is Eric. Maybe they're confusing.
Yeah, that's not B-Lo. B-Lo was
just the opposite.
Matter of fact, enthusiastic as you could get.
When I found out that he was leaving, I was really, really surprised. I thought he was a guy that would stay forever. That's how much I think he enjoyed working for the organization.
Right. Let's go to the phones and Andrew, who's in Buffalo. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to the last court caller talking about Austin Collie, and I must have missed something. Did they re-sign him?
Yes,
they did.
Oh, so the guys, Dobson and Tompkins, they're still pretty much banged up. They're not going to be able to play this weekend.
That's the assumption I make, yes.
I would assume Dobson will not play. I would not make that assumption with Tompkins, but that might be accurate as well.
Right, I did listen to the interview by Tompkins, so I kind of assumed that he would be ready to go on Sunday.
Yep.
Another thing, too, Gronkowski, I heard, I think Tuesday it was, y'all was talking about maybe that ankle being a problem. Do you still think it's an issue coming up? Because I did see him hobbling and limping Sunday.
Well, it was not added to the injury report, which is, I suppose, a good sign. The back, forearm, and hamstring are still there, and the ankle was not added. But, yeah, I'm a little concerned about it.
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, I'm always concerned every time you take a hit.
Right up until we lose, and that would be the singular reason why we lost.
Right.
Fred will change his tune.
When it's a concern, I'll be concerned.
Yeah, after they lose. That's when it'll be a concern for you.
After they lose the game?
Yeah. They're not going to lose this week. No, Andrew, they're going to beat the Browns. I didn't mean this week.
They're definitely going to beat them, but the only problem I have with it is this is a team who's pretty much just, you know, they're not playing for anything, so I feel like they're going to try to take a hit on break. Like, they're going to try to – they know our offensive line isn't playing well this year, and I feel like if they don't protect him well, I don't know. I hope nothing wrong goes on, but I don't like the way we're protecting this year.
The offensive line, I think, has been better of late, post-bye.
Yeah, and Cleveland is not a great pass rush team either.
No, they have a million guys with like two sacks.
Yeah, they haven't really
Mingo's
generated
got
a lot
four,
of,
he's
well,
the
they
most.
Have a million guys with two sacks. That means they have a lot of sacks.
Well, not a million.
2 million.
Thanks, Andrew, for the call.
Thing literally. I mean, their big guy is the Baltimore guy. He's got two sacks.
Yeah, Mingo's been very quiet after a pretty good start to his rookie season. They don't have a very good pass rush. Kruger has been a big-time disappointment, right, as predicted by many.
Pretty much all except the Browns, I think.
Greg in L.A. says, Andy, I've seen Heidi on the NFL Network commercial this morning. She's hot.
She is. She's cute. So I think she's a little young for me.
Another reason.
She might be okay for Eric.
Another reason to go watch the video.
Where is Eric?
I don't know.
Guess he's not coming at all today.
I guess not.
Or any other day.
Mike in California, it seems obvious that Mark Harrison, that he's going to go on injured reserve with signing of Austin Collie, and so is Armin Armstead. Well, he's already on NFI. Do you guys think next year any of them will be on the team? Yeah, they'll give him a shot.
I think Armin Armstead will be on the team.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be a contributor this year. It's a position that's lacking depth. I'd be stunned if he's not on the team next year.
I would agree with Andy. I think Armstead is part of their future.
February's like 7th, they release
Armin Armstead. Unless this surgery to clear whatever infection was is something really significant.
Took out half his hamstring or something.
Well, just something that physically, he's not going to be able to play football. I don't know. But assuming that he is going to be physically up to the task, I agree with Andy. I think he's part of the future. Harrison, I don't know. I think they brought in a big guy that had an injury, and they thought that maybe he might be worth keeping around for a year to develop. And if he develops, then I think he'll get a chance to show that in the offseason next year leading into the camps.
He's intriguing physically.
Big
guy. Just looking at him.
Big guy.
And he knows his poo.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
What are you doing? A lot of emails.
Robin in Alaska, considering how bad that caller wants to be remembered, maybe he should be called Desperate Joel.
Yeah, he's remembered now. I told you, careful what you wish for.
Yeah, people don't seem to like Joel. Sorry, Joel.
Chris, it's Dean. Why do people have emails that say one name and then they say they're another person?
What's the name on the email?
Chris, but he says he's Dean from Miami.
Maybe he's like Chris Dean Smith, and he goes by Dean.
Maybe. Anyway, he says, let's say we make it to the Super Bowl and actually win.
Okay.
Would Gerard Mayo and Vince Wilfork get a ring? Yes, they would.
That's better than will they play.
Yeah. They will get a ring.
Of course they'll play, Paul. There's Pro Bowl stars.
Yes. Ned in North Carolina.
Coach's decision.
Ned's in North Carolina, but he says, I'm also from Dartmouth and haven't been home in a while. It's Salvador's Ice Cream still there.
It is. I believe it changed ownerships if you haven't been there in a while. A little pricey these days. They really upped the cost.
I heard Little River Bridge was fixed up.
Yep.
Still a good place to jump.
I do not jump. I'm not out of my mind.
Has property value gone up north of the mall considering the new resident?
No.
Which is Hernandez.
Yes.
How high is this bridge that you won't jump off of?
Not all that high, but I don't do
heights.
I don't do heights, and I don't do heights. I mean, it's a little river. It's a skinny bridge, so you have to do it right in the middle at the right spot. No, stupid. Why would
you
risk
jump
that?
Off the High Bank Bridge on the Cape?
The Cape.
Got a bloody nose once doing it.
What'd you hit?
Well, I was doing like a
hit?
Flip and my knee
Ron
hit
Robinson's
my nose.
Fist when you came down?
My own knee hit my nose.
We know that's not happening these days.
Is that the guy's name, Ron Robinson?
Ron Robinson.
Right, yeah.
Ronald
hit,
Robinson.
Ronald Robinson. Did you hit his fist on the way down?
That was third grade in New Jersey. I mean, that was,
I crossed the streams there. Sorry.
Yeah, that was in Cape
Jersey.
You jumped off a bridge?
Me? Yeah. Down in the vineyard.
Tobin.
Is it the South South Beach, I think? There's
is that
a bridge
the one where
that
Kennedy killed the guy? The girl?
That's Chappaquay.
No, that's Chappie. Yeah.
I never jumped off a bridge. I jump off rocks.
Yeah. Jumped off rocks.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean big rocks, and it's like a 15-foot drop, so I guess there's really no difference.
No.
Both are probably stupid.
Assad from Baltimore, I had a question in regards to Belichick's two-gap philosophy. I understand that we've used this forever, but at this point, does it not make more sense to use a one-gap to stop the run? I only ask because I think Jones and Villano are a bit undersized to be asked to engage blockers. They usually just get blown backwards.
Yep.
With their speed relative to that position, would it not be better to have our guys shooting gaps and attacking to stop the run? I understand this leaves you susceptible to big runs if the wrong gaps are shot, but last week told me that long runs are going to happen with our current D-line two-gapping. Maybe it is just too late to change philosophy, but I think adding a more gap-shooting look on earlier downs may help us.
You could certainly argue that.
And do we know for a fact that they're still playing two-gap?
I don't know for a fact.
It certainly looks that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
When you watch their defensive linemen, they certainly don't appear to be shooting a gap. They appear to be taking on a blocker so that they control the man and can control each gap on them.
And I think the email is right about Villano and Jones is often they end up getting knocked backward, which is not what you're looking for out of your two-gapping defensive linemen.
Felix in Houston.
What's up, Kat?
How's it going, guys? I see the Patriots sign Austin Collie. Are the injuries to the rookies that bad? Whatever happened to Big Al in Georgia? I haven't heard from him since y'all hung up on him when he sounded like he was under the influence. Nice job on Monday, T-Rex. Glad you were able to cheer up Bill for the week. You might want to do that more often. Take care, Patriots 38-24.
Big Al's mad at us?
I think he is. He hasn't really called in a lot.
And what happened?
And I have seen emails.
Well, if he's going to call in, you know.
He needs to be sober.
Yeah.
Oh, see, he called Rook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's mad at us.
He's just mad at us.
Yeah.
Now, what was
Cat confirms it.
What was the issue?
Talked to Rook yesterday.
What?
What was the issue?
I think he was drunk one day and we were making fun of him.
Yeah, last time he was sloshed.
Really?
He was slurring his words.
Was I not here?
You were probably leading the charge. That's what you do.
Good point.
Sylvia,
so he's probably mad at me.
Sylvia writes in, he says, yesterday an emailer suggested that Bill normally drafts the best player available.
That was Fred.
That is absolutely not true. That's the most annoying thing about watching the drafts over the years, because Bill has either traded down for value or picked up system fits. We passed on Clay Matthews, Dez Bryant, and countless other proven talents. I hate to say this, but I feel that Bill is losing touch with the direction the league is going regarding talent, because we collect undersized possession receivers and slow, oversized linebackers that can't cover.
Go ahead, Fred.
9-3.
Yeah. He doesn't understand best
Super
person.
Bowl, AFC title game.
Well, he did give you examples of why he didn't take the best player available.
Well, according to us, Clay Matthews wasn't the best player available.
Right, so you can't say he took the best player available.
On their board, you can't do that, though.
First of all, I could give you countless examples of them taking the position.
You can't go back and say, how it turned out. At that time, they did not think that Clay Matthews was the best player on the board.
According to you.
No, according to them.
No, how do you know that?
Because they didn't pick him.
Okay, well, I am not willing to say that. I am not willing to close my eyes and assume that. Okay? I can give you countless examples of them taking a position that they of need over guys that were more talented.
Give me one.
Now, Ty Warren.
That's what I was thinking.
They absolutely took Ty Warren because they needed a run-stuffing defensive tackle after they couldn't stop anybody in 2002. No. He was not the best player available.
It's a
we can just say that they had him number one on their list, so it just blindly assumes that they're right. He was the number one player on their board.
What was he, the fifth defensive
tackle? I would say that if they had...
It was more than that.
If they had a higher rank, if they had a cornerback higher rated than Ty Warren, they would have picked the cornerback.
See, this is it's impossible to have this discussion with him because that's what he does.
It's always a combination of both. It's always a combination. You're not going to take a quarterback in the first round while you have Tom Brady. They wouldn't do that, even if the quarterback was the best.
You can go to the theater of the absurd with the quarterback, but I'm going to tell you that they did not have a guy... They did not have Ty Warren ranked as the best player available at 13 that year. They couldn't have.
No, but he was probably
high
up on
their
board. He was
like the seventh defensive lineman taken.
He was probably very high up on their board, and then you blend that with the need, and they take him.
So they didn't take the best player available. No.
But it's not like they're
And I like Ty Warren, by the way. This is no shot at Ty Warren. He turned out to be a good, solid player. Good pick.
But they wouldn't. But see, on the
opposite
side,
I have no problem with taking a guy.
They're not
going
to take a defensive lineman because they need a defensive lineman if he's not highly rated. They're not going to do it.
Obviously, if they don't have the guy highly rated,
but that's what these people are accusing him of doing.
They're saying
yes, they are.
They're saying there were guys that were more highly rated that they passed on.
Right, in other positions.
Yes,
but
that's all they're saying. They're not saying that they took guys that they didn't have highly rated.
They are saying, they absolutely are saying.
So you're saying that people are arguing that Belichick took a guy that they had.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm telling you what they're saying.
No, you're saying that people are arguing.
Listen to me. People are saying that he gets blind to the need. And there might be other players in other positions that are better, and he doesn't care. He focuses on that need and takes the position regardless.
That's
he
not what people are saying.
That's what they are saying.
That's not what people are saying.
That's what they are saying.
No one is suggesting that the guys that they take are sixth-round picks in the first round because of need.
They did with Tavon Wilson.
He didn't get taken in the first round.
Well, he's taken higher than he should have. That's what people are saying, Paul.
Okay.
That he doesn't care. He's going to take a safety no matter what. And, you know, and
I think there's an argument to be made for that.
Yeah, well, they don't do that. They might now. They might scout wrong. Maybe their talent evaluation. But in their mind.
Fred, no one is suggesting that they thought.
For example, Clay Matthews that year was not that highly rated.
Fred, but no one is suggesting that they thought that Tavon Wilson was a seventh round pick.
They could be wrong about Clay Matthews, and maybe, you know, the evidence.
You're missing the whole thing. And again, if you want to just blindly assume that they're right on everything, that's fine, and we can stop. But
No one is suggesting.
I just said they could be wrong in their evaluation, but I'm telling you, that's not how they pick players.
But you're suggesting that people think they thought Tavon Wilson was a seventh round pick and took him only because he's a safety.
No, I'm saying that they thought that Tavon Wilson was highly rated.
And that's what
board.
Other people are saying too. And they took a safety there because they needed a safety.
Right, and that's not true.
Okay, well, I disagree.
Yeah.
No one is suggesting they took a guy that they thought was a seventh round pick. No one's saying that. You're saying it. Just like you're the only one that thinks Jacoby Ellsbury is a 5-2 player.
They're saying that need overrides, you know, how good they think the player is, and it doesn't. It doesn't. I'm telling you. I promise you.
They had guys higher rated than Tavon Wilson that they passed on.
They might be wrong in their overall evaluation of a player, like a lot of teams are. You're never right.
As long as we can promise things that we have absolutely no business promising, I can promise you they had a guy higher rated on their board than Tavon Wilson when they took him.
It's imperfect.
I have nothing to base that on. I have no fact whatsoever that I'm going on here. I'm just going to do it.
It's an imperfect science. We all know that. But
same thing with Rasai Dowling, who supposedly the whole scouting department was down on, and Bill overruled them, but they don't do that because they didn't need a cornerback that year.
I'm telling you, you can choose to be sarcastic. Make snarky comments.
I said nothing
but
snarky.
You know,
I'm telling you, yes. I have nothing to base it on, just like
but
I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Kevin's got to run into the booth and put us on a break. We'll be right back. We got to do picks pretty soon. And maybe take a few more.
No
emails.
Eric for picks, I guess.
We'll be right back.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
We all know PFW in Progress attracts, well, an eclectic audience.
Dave is in Hi. Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Our fan base is excellent on evaluating talent.
I'm just sitting there listening about the Ed Reed thing. I think, if he passes through waivers, the Pats should, kick the tires. I think, he'd be a good insurance policy, for Gregory.
Understanding when players are, shall we say, past their prime.
Here's a name that, I don't know what his contract situation is, but, what about Sean Taylor? I don't even know where he ended up.
Yeah, Sean Taylor is
dead. Sean Taylor died.
Right. Sean Taylor died. Whoops.
And embracing cultural diversity.
When is Gronkowski going to grow up a little bit here? I was reading, he put his foot in his mouth again, made some comment about some Oriental guy.
Whoa.
Asian. Speaking of putting your foot in your mouth, you can't call them Orientals.
Think you can be the next great caller in the PFW in Progress family? Give it a shot by dialing 855-PATS-500. Just try to have something intelligent to bring to the table.
Okay, there you go.
I knew what you meant. You want to start this call over? Give us a call back in like 5 minutes.
Dave, I'm with you. I speak, Dave.
All right, back here in PFW Progress. Good, Kevin. That was different.
I love how Eric was all worked up on that poor guy. And yesterday, Eric says, for the rare time Brady does something nice, and then right. no, that's not what I didn't say that. Didn't
were you here for that? Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, he came in to discuss that Brady was asked about the two guys getting fired in Houston, the CSC employees. And Eric starts a sentence with, the rare time Brady does something nice. And we're like, whoa, what does that mean? And he's, no, that's not what I meant. And no, that doesn't mean that. And
well, what did he mean?
No idea. You know how he gets. Then he gets defensive and he can't really explain himself and he's uncomfortable. And it was kind of like the time he said, speaking of watermelon.
He just meant, Brady does something nice and the guys got fired because of it,
Right.
You know.
randomly might, you know,
right.
randomly he does something
right.
nice, and at least not the rare time.
Right.
That makes it sound like the guy never does anything nice, and he does something nice, and the
right.
guy gets canned.
Right. So I'm never going to do anything nice again.
Right.
Brian writes in, how's Cleveland's O-line? Can we expect our defense getting to their quarterback?
Yes.
Yes? Just that's it? Not a very good O-line?
Not eating. Great. They've given up a lot of sacks. Yeah. It's hard to tell, though, when you have that many different quarterbacks in there, because that sort of changes things. Like, we saw it with Houston, Schaub and Keenum.
Yep.
You know, one was the interception guy, one was the guy who got sacked a little more often. Whedon's been sacked quite a bit. I think they will get some pressure on whoever is out there.
Yep. And Craig writes in, he's from Brockville, Ontario. You guys need to stop yelling. People like me who listen through headphones have their eardrums destroyed when you do it.
That is true. You guys do yell a lot.
Kevin's supposed to ride the board when we start yelling.
You guys
getting the lunch when you started that argument.
Oh, okay.
And you guys try to yell over each other, and then you yell, I'm not saying anything. I don't know what that means.
Well, Paul just has all the snide remarks. He doesn't.
I didn't make a single snide remark in that whole argument.
You're very snide.
He doesn't even know when he's being snide.
I know.
Oh, believe me, I do. I know when I'm trying to exaggerate to make a point, unlike you, Mr. Hyperbole.
No, I always know what I'm doing.
Jeff from
that particular argument?
Except for that one question I asked Bell.
Nothing sarcastic in it.
That was the one time I didn't know what I was doing.
Jeff from the Hancock says, can you talk about Vernon Davis' tackle against the Rams that involved the grabbing of his manly parts? Will the NFL outlaw such a move, creating yet another rule about the head? also, why isn't David wearing a cup? Very few of these guys wear cups.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no delay of game.
You know?
We didn't let the team
just
go
so
because
you know.
We were stretching out balls.
It is amazing they haven't come up with a good cup. Like, you think they could have a flexible but yet functional cup? Because that's the problem. You can't run and move and do what you need to do in football with a cup on. They have those two kinds of cups, the ones that looks like a mask and then like the banana cup, and neither really fits and works properly.
I always think about what happens if you're on the ground, like when you're on the bottom of a pile, maybe you're covering a fumble, your legs get crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my God.
It's uncomfortable.
You can get more than just discomfort out of that.
Well, yeah.
You can get serious injury.
But you don't have, it rarely, if ever, happens. But, like, in this day and age of, like, army, like, how have they not designed some sort of soft and yet functional cup that you could wear? Yeah. Or maybe they have and it hasn't caught on or whatever. Yeah. But I got to think guys would like it and want to use it.
Sure. But guys don't wear it.
He did that on purpose too. Yeah. That guy.
Oh yeah.
He gave it the old
and he didn't
Croc
let
Dundee.
Go either.
He gave it the Croc Dundee and he did it on purpose.
Well, Logan Mankins did it once. Well, he did it with a punch.
I think he punched him.
Yeah.
My favorite Logan. Cat's favorite Logan Mankins.
By the way, Cat bought us lunch today. Thanks, Cat, for
lunch today. Thanks to Cat.
Yep. Very.
She's got money now that they finished the house. It's no longer a money pit.
All right. Well, it's that time in the show when we do the picks on Thursday. Waiting. There we go. All right. And Paul's not by his book because he's getting a cookie. Oh, that's not a good one, Paul.
Shocking. He only got a quarter of a cookie.
He got like the rim of a cookie.
Give me the old rim job.
So, where are we in? Week 14, 15 now?
I don't know. Does it matter? You won.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we're very deep into the season now. So now.
One time Fred isn't, running away with it. He's like, what are we, week 14, 15 now?
Yeah.
Where are we sitting?
So where are we sitting, Paul? What happened last week and where are we sitting?
Big week for Big Head.
Wow.
Andy Hart takes the week this week. 13-3.
Woo!
Fred was 12-4. I was 11-5. Eric was 10-6. With the spread, Andy and Fred tied 9-7. Paul 8-8. Eric 5-11.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That one's going to leave a mark.
Season standings as follows. Fred just continues to stretch out the lead. 128-63-1. Andy, 117-74-1.
You have an 11-game lead over.
Eric, 115-76-1. Paul, 114-77-1. Can't believe I'm losing to that guy. With the spread, this is the most impressive. Fred, 102-81-9. Who's in second? Andy.
21 games.
93-90-9.
I'm in second in both now? I've made a nice comeback here because
Eric went 5-11 this week, and you went 9-7, so you picked up four games.
I am doing tremendous late in the year. I'm like the Steelers maybe making a run here.
Eric is 90-93-9. I picked up three games on Eric, so I'm making a charge to get out of the basement at 83-100-9.
You're still seven games back.
I was 10, though.
All right.
I chop off three games. I'm like Earl Weaver. I chop off three games every week.
All right.
That's a tough. That's a tall task, Paul.
Maybe eventually you guys will stop picking against the Patriots. All right. Thursday
night. Picking
game,
the Patriots cost me a game this
week. One of my losses.
Oh, for the spread.
Yeah.
Me too.
Maybe you'll learn to stop picking the Patriots because every game is close. And if there's points, give them.
Okay. Thursday night. Not in terms of viewing, but in terms of who's going to win, this game is a little bit more interesting than we thought earlier.
Houston, battle for the number one pick.
Houston at Jacksonville. Houston at Jacksonville.
Houston by three.
Houston at Jacksonville.
The all-time worst primetime game ever.
Houston.
Some are calling this the worst primetime game ever.
By three. John McClain certainly did. I am going to take...
Well, that would be the sum I was referring
to. Oh, so nobody else. I am going to take Houston.
Hey, Rook.
Houston gave the Patriots a fight. Why not? Jacksonville stinks. Although, if they were smart, they would lose. So they can get Clowney or the number one pick. But I think Houston wins. I think they're still fighting. J.J. Watt.
I'm going to take Houston, too. I don't feel real good about it. Usually, I go with my home team theory and that, but I'll... And I do want to point out, Fred, you brought that Patriots thing up. I think that makes your performance even more impressive, and I'm being dead serious, because you take the Patriots every week, and you've lost with the Patriots most weeks with the spread, and yet you're still 102-81.
Yep.
I'm being dead serious, because the Patriots have not had a good year with the spread.
They haven't been a good
year. And you just blindly pick them every week. You're basically forfeiting games every week, and you're still dominating.
Yeah. This is a tough game to pick. I will go with Houston, but Jacksonville, haven't they been playing a little better of late?
Yes. Yeah. I believe they won like three out of the last four.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm going to go with Houston to win the game.
It's not the usual cranberry white chocolate, but it's a phenomenal cookie.
Kevin, need a couple of spreads, so
chocolate,
get those ready for me, okay?
Chocolate.
Two games off the board.
Right. Soft in the middle, moist, warm. All it needs is a little scoop of ice cream.
All right. And he needs to change his pants, apparently. Sunday at 1, Minnesota at Baltimore. Sunday at 1, Minnesota at... Every time I do this, Paul's trying to get a cookie.
Minnesota at Baltimore, Baltimore by 7.
Baltimore by 7.
I'll take Baltimore to win and cover. I think they're trying to build some momentum heading into the Patriots game. I think Minnesota stinks. So I think this is a game where they will come out firing.
Okay. Paul's doing his cookie, so I'll go out of order. I'm going to take Baltimore, but I'm going to take Minnesota to cover. My hope here, this is one of those games where I am predicting what I hope happens rather than what I think will happen.
That's what you do every game.
I'm hoping Baltimore is a little bit weaker than I think they are, and it shows in this game against Minnesota, and next week the Patriots roll into Baltimore and beat them.
So. That'll be a tall task if they're going to go by way of Miami and then up to Baltimore and play a doubleheader.
Whatever it is.
I'm going to take Baltimore to win and cover, although I do not like giving 7 points for a team that can't score. Did you take Baltimore and give the points or take the points?
Yeah. That's a good freaking cookie.
Yeah, I took Baltimore, but
I got
taking
you.
Those
points. Your laundry is duly noted.
Okay. Indianapolis at Cincinnati, Sunday at 1. Indianapolis at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati by 5.5.
Cincinnati by 5.5. I'm taking Cincinnati to win the game. And I'm going to take Cincinnati to cover. This is their last-ditch effort to do what they're supposed to do. These are two middling AFC teams. And, Indy hasn't been the same without Reggie Wayne. Hasn't fallen completely off the map, but hasn't been quite the same. And I think Cincinnati, this is where they can sort of stamp themselves. Plus, you'd think the weakness in Cincinnati now is going to be the defensive line, the run. I think Cincinnati will get it done against that Colts lackluster run game and offense that's not as good as it would be with Wayne.
Wow, analysis.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while I pull it out.
I agree with Andy. I think Cincinnati is the much better team despite the fact that these two teams have the same record, 8-4.
I don't think there's any doubt that Cincinnati wins this game. So,
But it's Cincinnati. I'd like to say that, but anytime I ever feel like I say that, then I say, wow, I really didn't see the Colts beating them 35-7.
But eventually they got to win a game this
No, they don't. They're Marvin Lewis's team. They're a 500 team. They don't win in the playoffs. They don't do what they're supposed to. They don't live up to their talent.
I know. They're going to win this game. Atlanta at Green Bay, Sunday at 1. Atlanta at Green Bay.
Ugh. Kevin, I need that one.
John Rook's distracting him. All dressed in black. Oh, no.
He's looking at it right now.
You think Fred knows how to use that computer?
It's his It says off the board on the spread page.
Does that mean Rodgers might play?
I assume they don't know if he's going to play. So
that's
let's get
kind
back.
Of a big piece of information.
Let's get back to that one while Kevin looks around and does, you know, what I asked him to do 5 minutes ago.
He's such an a-hole.
No, but I have the page right up.
Hey,
page.
I just hit puberty!
Yeah, but there's got to be somewhere where it's there's a number.
All right, we'll skip that one. We'll go to Oakland at New Jersey.
New Jersey by 2.5.
I'll take Oakland. I'm not picking New Jersey. They stink. I know Rex said they had a great practice on Wednesday. I do give him credit for that, though. You know the only time Bill Belichick tells us they have good practices? After they win, he goes and tells us we had a great week of practice. At least Rex Ryan puts his balls on the line and says, Wednesday, we had a great practice.
Right.
It's not going to help him because they're going to lose to the Raiders.
Right. And it doesn't help his team either.
Nothing does helps his team because he's a terrible coach, right, Fred?
I'm going back to my my theory. I'll take the Jets. I don't feel good about it. These are two bad teams.
What did you say, Jets by 3?
Yeah, but then you should feel
good
about
it. 2.5.
2.5.
You have your rule.
I'm going to take Oakland. This is just I want them to win pick.
You're like Gibbs on NCIS. You got like all your rules, like rule 17.
Generally, I go two bad teams, I take the home team. But once in a while, I stray from it. This one, I stayed. I don't know.
Sunday at 1.
Like I took Houston because I think they're a better team than Jacksonville.
Detroit at Philadelphia. Sunday at 1.
Philadelphia by 2.5. This should be a good game. Detroit at Philadelphia. Philadelphia by 2.5. What part has left you?
I feel like I just picked in the paper the games for next week, and I feel like I picked Philadelphia at Detroit. But maybe not.
I have Detroit at Philadelphia in my book.
No, and I don't even think it was this week. It was for next week. You know how I do must stops in the picks contest? Anyway, Detroit at Philadelphia. Nick Foles, the hottest quarterback this side of, I don't know, quarterbacks.
Right.
They could get any interceptions overturned this week by crap penalties?
He hates everything.
Oh, yeah.
He hates
I really only hate one thing.
Everything.
Officiating. I'm very consistent with that. I think the officials are terrible in virtually every game I've ever seen. I didn't say it's rational, but that's really the only thing I hate.
What do you have, schmutz on your
there
microphone?
I don't know if it's from my mouth or somebody else's, but there
no,
is.
It's probably
the only
from
one
your
using
mouth.
It.
It's probably
right,
from
can,
your
can
mouth.
Can you turn off the mic while you scrape it?
It's really...
Can we get new ones of these?
Andy's a scraper.
All right, what do you have? Detroit at Philly.
I'm going to take Detroit. I think they're
really?
A better football team, and Philly is actually better on the road than at home. And Nick Foles, sooner or later, the story comes crashing down. He has like a 4-pick game. He gets sacked 3 times, fumbles 3 times. This is the game against that Lions front.
I think Andy's right. I'll take Detroit. I think they are better. If they could just not have their coach show up, I think they would roll in this game.
Schwartzy.
I'm riding the Nick Foles train all the way. Philadelphia.
I like Nick Foles. But
he's a goofy quarterback, huh? Just kind of goofy all the way around.
Kevin, do we have anything for Atlanta Green Bay yet?
The last one I can find like 2 days ago was Packers by 5.5.
5.5, Freddie.
Packers by 5.5. Okay, so let's do this.
While you're looking, look for Cleveland and New England.
Why don't we say we'll all make our picks, but if we find out tomorrow or whatever that Aaron Rodgers is playing, we individually have the right to change it.
Okay.
You don't have
to. New England by 12.
I am taking the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not picking the backup quarterback of the Packers, and I'm assuming that Rodgers isn't going to play. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation. It was originally he was going to return on Thanksgiving, and now it's he may not return this year, yet they don't know if he's playing this week with four. I'm not doing it, so I'm staying Atlanta.
Yeah, I think that the this year stuff has been because they continue to lose, and they're saying, why bother bringing him back? Which I tend to agree with. At this point, they're fighting for a 6 seed.
Six seeds can win the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, and I suppose they could get a...
Especially that 6 seed with that quarterback.
Actually, they're
that
fighting...
Difference.
And I'm wrong, as I'm thinking about it. They're fighting for the 4 seed is what they're fighting for, because I don't think that the a wild card is going to come out of the North. It'll probably be San Francisco and Carolina or New Orleans, depending on who loses that division. So it's a 4 seed. So, I mean, I guess you can make an argument...
So the NFC is going to be the 3 seed?
Yeah, well, one of them... Right now, it would be, because the records in the North are terrible. But I'm going to take...
Anybody ever tell you, Paul?
I'm going to take Green
Bad
Bay.
Bad league.
I'm going to take Green Bay in this game, because I think they're at home, and they're a better team than Atlanta.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Green Bay, too.
At Curly Lambeau Field.
Miami at Pittsburgh.
Was this the original night game? Atlanta at Green Bay?
I'm not sure.
Probably was. Huh. Bet you that was the original Sunday night game that they swapped out the Saints
Carolina
and Carolina. That's a good matchup, but, you know.
It was.
Say back in April.
Right.
That's a good matchup now.
Right. Miami at Pittsburgh.
Miami at Pittsburgh, as I write in Pittsburgh for Fred. Pittsburgh by 3.
Miami is at Pittsburgh. I am going to take Pittsburgh. I don't think Miami's a great football team, and Pittsburgh's still scrapping, still trying to piece it together. I'm going Pittsburgh at home.
Yeah, I will take Miami because I think they have something to play for, and Pittsburgh doesn't.
He wrote in Miami for me.
No, I didn't. I wrote in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you
for
wrote me. In Pittsburgh for me?
Because I know just you write. You pick who you want to win.
Not all the time, Paul. Now, come on now.
He picks games like Auto Traders picks fella. Cars. A game your head and your heart can agree on.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. All right. Buffalo at Tampa Bay.
Buffalo at Tampa Bay. Eric, you should jump in now, and we won't have to do all of these later.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I got to pick Buffalo, too. I need a spread.
Tampa Bay by 2.5.
Eric needs a spread, too. Error. I wasn't listening.
Buffalo Tampa by 2.5.
Buffalo by 2.5?
Yeah.
Tampa by 2.5.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't confuse me.
Yeah, do that Eric, is that a new shirt? I've never seen you wear it before.
I actually have been wearing it for the last 2 years.
Not yet.
Thanks for noticing, boss.
Not
you
consecutively.
You wore the same shirt every day for 2 years and you didn't notice
it. It's a button down, but it's not buttoned. Is there a reason for that? Is that like a style now? Or
wait, what? It's not buttoned.
The collar, you mean?
Yeah, it's a button-down collar, but you don't have it buttoned.
Yeah, I don't really like button-down collars.
Homie don't play that.
Yeah, but so then why do you buy a button-down shirt?
Because I like the shirt itself. It's comfortable.
So
I like
take the buttons off.
Yeah, because I don't like the
why
buttons
do you care?
Unbuttoned.
Well, it looks a little, you know, like
can't believe I'm taking fashion advice from that guy.
I know, seriously. Like you drop food all over your shirts
like
all
you
the time.
Dressed,
you want me to listen to you?
Your nipples hang out all the time.
I'm glad you covered up
by design.
I'm glad you covered up the rug on your chest, though, today.
Some of us
he made a funny.
Can grow it.
It's a sign of virility.
anyway.
Do you like your chest hair?
You got a good-looking pizza over there?
I don't mind it.
No, I got a
I'm not afraid of it like you are.
I don't love my chest hair. It's a little much.
Well, you have, like, little strands. It's
no, I don't.
Weak.
I hate body hair, by the way. Yeah, just in general.
I've been thinking of doing that laser stuff.
Scruff, but I hate body hair.
If I could just get the stuff on my ears, on my head, I'd be all
right.
You do have hairy ears. I hope I'm not going down that road, because I've noticed a bunch. And I made the mistake of plucking a couple, and then they come up bigger and blacker and darker.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Myth.
Oh, yeah.
It
was
got
a mistake. Not a myth. It is not a myth. I know for a fact it's not a myth. I'm living it.
So what? Where were we?
I don't know. Tampa by 2.
Buffalo, Tampa.
Oh.
Who are you picking?
I am going to take a wise man once told me two bad teams take the home team. So I'm taking the home team.
Wise Very man? Wise man.
Old and fat, too.
I'll take the Bucks to win and cover, Paul.
Yes, I will as well.
Crappy game.
I think Buffalo.
Did you guys get us lunch?
No good.
Thank you.
Buffalo as well.
The house is done, so they have
a
little
I mean, Tampa Bay as well. Kansas City at Washington. Kansas City at Washington. Sunday at 1.
Kansas City by 3.
I'm taking Kansas City. Even though they scare me a little bit right now, they're in a little bit of a down funk. I think Washington stinks. The coach stinks. The quarterback stinks. They hate
each
other.
Coach and quarterback don't like each other.
The whole thing stinks.
It's bad. Kansas City gets off the 3-game schneid and wins and covers.
I agree.
You know what's offensive about the Redskins? Their play. Nothing to do with their name. Just their play.
I think they blow
doors
off.
Imagine if they were great. Wouldn't
Kansas
Indians
City.
Be like, oh, they're great. They're representing us. They're great. Maybe they're offended because they suck.
This is just the prescription that the Chiefs needed.
Offended
going,
as a comedian.
Going to Washington against this team at this time.
More cowbell.
Yep. More cowbell. All right, let's go to Sunday at 4. Actually, 4:05. Tennessee at Denver.
So don't
Denver.
Look at 4.
Right.
Denver, you tune in at 4 and expect a game, you won't find one.
You certainly won't get the kickoff.
Denver by 12.
Over who?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
If you're not going to listen.
I'll take Denver to win in cover. Tennessee used to be Paul Perlow's favorite nonchalant or whatever, however you describe it.
Nondescript.
Them. Nondescript team.
Anonymous team.
Now they're just irrelevant.
Most anonymous team. They still are.
They stink.
People would talk about Jacksonville more than they would talk about Tennessee.
Yeah, it's because they're fighting for the
both ways, Denver.
I will take Denver as well. They start their month-long cream puff campaign, the Broncos. They do not have a big test at any point the rest of the way.
Until they host the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
I was tempted to take Denver, but the points, but I just can't do that. If it was in Tennessee, I would, but not in Denver. Denver both ways.
If it was in Tennessee, Sunday, I wouldn't be favored by 12.
Sunday, 4:25, St. Louis at Arizona.
St. Louis at Arizona, Arizona by 6.5.
It's a tough one. I got my Robert Quinning defense coming off the edge. Carson Palmer is prone to turnovers, always has been, always will be. And that's a bad recipe. Still, though, I just can't take the I can't take the Rams. I'll take the Birds.
Yep, Cardinals both ways.
I will take the Cards as well. I think they're a much better team.
Yep. Quick update off the
Bruce
news
Arians
conference.
Cardinals.
Jameis Winston will not be charged after sexual assault investigation.
Oh, well.
So the FSU quarterback will lead his team into the BCS championship as well as probably carry a Heisman trophy with him.
New York Giants at San Diego.
I told
Diego.
You he didn't do anything.
Right.
New York Giants at San Diego, Sunday 4:25.
Giants at San Diego.
Giants at San Diego.
San Diego by 3.
I'll take San Diego. Giants are done. This is a revenge game for them. Eli didn't want to play there. It'll show him.
Revenge game. They've 106 been, years ago they drafted him.
They've been screwing me the last few weeks, the Chargers. When I picked them, they've lost. When I've picked against them, they've won. But so I just got a I just got a feeling this week I'm feeling really good.
Woo!
He loves that. I think you love it even more, Fred.
I love the look.
Fred gets giddy whenever I hit the button.
It sets the look of satisfaction that the delivery was perfect.
Except for that one week when there wasn't.
When there wasn't.
Yeah, when there wasn't.
I will take
when I wasn't here and you tried to do it and it failed.
I will take the Chargers as well.
I'm going to take the Chargers too. Sunday, 4:25, Seattle at San Francisco.
San Fran by 2.5.
Wow,
San Fran by 2.5.
2.5.
It's a good one.
Very good.
Seattle hot, obviously. Hot at home.
A lot of injuries on that Niners offensive line.
Can they bring it? Can they bring it to the Bay Area? I'm going to say Pete gets the boys ready for a road romp, and they get the job done.
I think this is a game that Seattle could lose. Probably should lose.
Should lose.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what the experts say.
Well, you know,
San Francisco's favored.
Yeah, but I mean, no, should lose in that at this time of year, a hot team like that, you want to get a loss out of the way before the playoffs. A lot of people think. A lot of people should lose. That's what I mean.
Oh, I took should for a different meaning.
Yeah, no. But I don't think they will. I think they're playing way too well right now. I think they're probably the most complete team in the league.
It's what the Wilson Hart Power Index says.
So I'll take them to win on the road.
Highest ranking and greatest divide between the number one and number two spot in the history of the Wilson Hart Power Index. And that is a long and illustrious history.
Of course, it also
Denver
says
number two?
Kansas City is the third best. But
who's number two?
I am going to go with the upset, Freddie.
Yeah.
Carolina
is number two.
But Carolina
Seahawks.
Is closer to 11 than they are to 1.
Wow.
In the index.
Paul?
I just did the whole
I think
Kirsch
I'm going
to
go with you, Paul. Seattle wins this game.
It makes it unanimous.
So we're all in the
we're
Seahawks.
We're all in the Seahawks.
Sunday. Upset special?
If the Niners offensive line wasn't patchwork, I think I might be picking them. But
Sunday night, 8:30, Carolina. Really, 8:35. Carolina at New Orleans. Carolina at New Orleans.
New Orleans by 3.5.
Good game.
That ruins our prediction, though, Fred. Carolina at New Orleans Sunday night.
I know.
For the other week.
I know.
Well, I told him that a few weeks ago when he suggested it. I said they already moved one of them. I don't think they're going to move them both.
No, Baltimore had to lose last week for any shot.
Yeah.
Carolina on the roll. Carolina on the road. Prove they could win in San Francisco. But this is a different task. You're not going to hold them to 9 points. I think New Orleans comes home after an ass-whooping, and they laying ass-whooping here with their offense sort of exploding a little bit against that defense, which we saw is good, but the Patriots did march up and down the field on them in Carolina. I think the Saints will put some points on and have a lot of success offensively.
I agree. That Seattle trip couldn't have been worse for the Saints, especially at the end of it when they tried to get home and couldn't.
Right. Well, it could have been worse.
But, yeah, well,
plane
sure.
could have taken off and then crashed.
Gee, I mean, what is this?
Who says that? That would have been worse.
So I'll take the Saints, Paul, to win.
Words have meaning.
I am taking the Saints as well. I'm just chuckling. The NFL Network guys are picking tonight's game, the Texans and Jaguars, and one of them. Is that Eric Allen? Which Eric is that?
I don't know.
I don't know who the guy is. That he just picked a tie.
It's Nicole Zalumis, though.
Yeah.
Picked a tie.
He picked a tie. I am a big fan of Nicole Zalumis.
Me too.
I will take the Saints
bigger
in this
by
game.
The minute.
Oh, boy.
He's so over the top inappropriate. I lost track.
I'll take New Orleans. It's Monday night.
Sorry, Kat.
Dallas at Chicago.
Dallas at Chicago.
Chicago by one. Who's
really?
Playing quarterback for the Bears? Anybody? Bueller? Is Cutler still out? Go ahead.
I'm taking Dallas.
No.
I think I will, too.
I think we're all going to take Dallas, right? Paul? No?
Nah, I'm
thinking about it.
I'll take the Bears.
You know what's a little weird?
I think Dallas stinks.
Cowboys have the worst defense in the history of the franchise.
They do, but
and they had either three or four players in the top two at their position on defense.
Yeah, I know my boy Sean Lee.
And guess who wasn't one of them?
DeMarcus
Ware. Yeah, so not even their best defensive player is there.
Did you see any of that Teddy Bruschi defensive index thing that he does?
Yeah, he kind of stole it from me. Some of the stuff that's in there is very similar to the Wilson-Hartpower Index.
I apologize.
Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence.
I apologize.
You had to do that.
I didn't realize that Teddy Bruschi stole from Andy Hart.
He did.
It was stood out to me that the Cowboys were like 26th, 27th, or something like that, way down the bottom of those rankings. By far the best record way down there, although the Patriots and Broncos were down there too.
Well,
the
it's quite literally the worst in history. I don't know if you – like. Everything they're doing is the worst they've ever done in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, they fired Rob Ryan, Monty Kiffin.
And it's not just because of that 150 burger that they played.
Why does everybody have to say 50 burger?
They've had other games. I'm going to go with Dallas, though. I just think Chicago doesn't have much left.
What do they have other than, you know, the receivers?
Tony Romo's a good quarterback when he doesn't make stupid mistakes.
Talking about the Bears.
Oh, Chicago.
Well, their defense is all hurt. That's what their problem is.
But they don't have him. So they're not going to win.
Okay.
Let's go
despite that, they found a way to win some of these games the last few weeks and lose some of them.
Let's go back to Sunday.
I think they're playing a terrible team at home, so I think they're going to win.
Paul.
Right, and I'm taking
the
a hunch that they're going to win.
Sunday at 1, Cleveland at New England.
Pats by 12.
Wow. Tied for the biggest spread in the league.
It's a lot of points for a team that is just playing, you know,
this game was in Cleveland, I'd be tempted to take the points.
But it is not, Paul. It's at Gillette Stadium. It's going to be mild conditions. Fred Kirsch, and I think this offense is going to come out cooking. I expect 14-0 before the first quarter is over, and I expect blowout the city. 38-13, Patriots take care of business.
Makes me worried if you're
thinking the Browns.
That.
Why? I'm always right.
Well, not really.
I've had the score right 3 weeks in a row.
Really?
No, you haven't.
No, I just say
he just says these things.
Like, the only time he ever was telling you about the score that he has right was like.
No,
Carolina,
I had it right.
Tampa Bay Super Bowl 2002.
He had 23-20. It was 24-20.
Last week, I actually had the Patriots scoring 35.
Well, so did everybody else.
So did everybody.
So I was close to the score for the Patriots. I picked Tampa in 02 to win the Super Bowl.
I don't think – I was nervous a little bit about last week's game with the Texans, and it almost bore out. But this week, I have no such fear. I think they will blow the –
I agree.
Good call, Eric.
I agree. I think that the slow start that they had last week is not there this week, and they are up by two scores before the end of the first quarter, 31-13. Yes, same score I picked last week.
I agree. I think regardless of fast start, slow start, it eventually becomes an easy win for the Patriots this Sunday.
And Brian Mallett could play. I said that last week.
All right.
Fred, who did you take, Arizona, St. Louis?
Arizona, the Bruce Arian Cardinals.
Nation.
All right, John Rooks here, getting ready for the Patriots playbook on a Thursday. Hey, John.
Hey, Fred.
Bruce Arian traded for Arian Foster.
What's going on today? Anything special?
Special today? We have special guest in the studio today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think the same one you did.
Cat.
Oh, okay. All right, Cat. Kat is a veteran now of many of our shows.
We're going to test her football knowledge thoroughly.
Okay.
Ooh, thoroughly right. Today.
Quiz show Kat.
May very well be. May very well
what does
be.
What did she win?
Wait, you guys are doing trivia?
No.
I got some popcorn. Caramel corn.
She can win some caramel popcorn. How's that?
I'll even wrap it.
Russell for Baxter will be here too, Fred.
All right. Clint Baxter's going to be here.
Clint Baxter.
I don't know.
Russell Baxtrom.
We got the pregame social on 10:45 Sunday morning?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got before that going on. No Beetle. Beetle's going to have a baby.
He still hasn't had a baby?
No, but they're being induced.
Who's hosting?
You're not going to have a pregame host, but...
you are.
Cough Drop will be here for the postgame.
Who's Cough Drop?
Sudafon.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.